organization.
It's time now for Coal Region Connections, a look at the history of our area and the memories we have of growing up in this region. Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH is hosted by veteran radio broadcaster and local historian Mark Merrick. Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH is brought to you by the Beacon Diner Restaurants, Honor Furniture, First National Pharmacy, Heisler's Dairy Bar in the Lewistown Valley, Home Comfort Solutions, LLC, Cotner Coal and Oil, Cuck Appliances, PLS Deli, Schaefer's Pharmacy, and Sidetrack Tap Room. And now, your host for Coal Region Connections, Mark Merrick.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome aboard. 10:07 Eastern Time, and this is Coal Region Connections, our weekly walk back in time. For the next 3 hours, we're going to recall, remember, reminisce. We're going to relax. We're going to have fun here on a Saturday morning. And today we're going to have an Earth Day edition. Monday is Earth Day, something that started back in 1970. So continuing our recent trend of doing special editions on a Saturday, marking certain occasions, well, we're going to talk about Earth Day today. We got some movie trailers with a little bit of an Earth Day spin on them. Some of them going back to the 1950s before Earth Day. We'll hear some trailers of movies that maybe in a way inspired Earth Day. So we got some Earth Day commercials we're going to play for you. We got an Earth Day song for you. So keep it here. And if there's anything Earth Day that you want to talk about today, by all means, give me a call. Leading off today, as he usually does, our Hazleton Wilkes-Barre Scranton Bureau Chief, Dave DeCosmo. Going to chat with Dave here. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the blooming earth that's killing me right now with the pollen, Mark. So it's great to see the blossoms. Of course, everybody that cultivates their plants for our green planet, that's great. I love to see them as much as anybody else. But, boy, when you got hay fever, it hits. Now, maybe I can take a relating day and tie it in somehow, because this is also marijuana day. This is something that happened back in California, as you might imagine, started this. A group of students used to meet after school at 4:20 every afternoon, and they used to smoke their weed. So 4 being April and 20 being the 20th of April has become Marijuana Day. Now, you, as I, also visited Hawaii, and I don't know if you found it as much as I did, but wow, it looked like all the hippies had moved there, and they brought the marijuana with them. We went to a beach pot party, and I think we're the only ones that had food in our pots. Everybody else had the heavy stuff. Of course, you know, society has changed so much now. I mean, it was used to be strictly prohibitive, strictly against the law, and now, depending on where you live, it's certainly a common thing for medicinal purposes now, and in certain areas, it's also been decriminalized, too. So, of course, it's a plant. It's one of our plants that I guess you can say could flourish with Earth Day and cultivation and such. I remember doing a news story down in your neck of the woods, although it may have been in Schuylkill County, and I and my cameraman went out with a couple local police officers in the fields looking for marijuana plants, and we were told to stay at least 3 feet behind them because at the time, some of those plants, which I'm sure, you can still find here and there, grown illegally, were booby-trapped. So that the competition didn't get at them, that sort of thing. So, interesting, though, because it is a plant, and it does have value, depends on how it is modified and, of course, how it is used and how it is governed. So I guess that fits right in with Earth Day one way or another.
There you go. Hey, when were you over in Hawaii, Dave?
I was over there in 2015.
Okay. I was there in 2005, and I didn't see anything like you described in 2005.
Yeah, we had... there was just a whole... Now, we were on the Big Island. You know, I wasn't like around Pearl Harbor. This was on the Big Island. And I noticed even a lot of the noontime activities around at least one of the parks we visited. You'd swear that all the young men and women who were participating doing acrobatics or maybe even playing instruments, but you'd swear they were from the pure hippie generation.
Wow.
Dressed that way, and I know I'm generalizing and saying acting that way, but they did. And when I was at that beach party, I was amazed because I have never even in my high school days did I try it. But I remember covering a story toward the Williamsport area when the state police had confiscated a whole lot of marijuana, and I was riding over with, or he was riding with us, one of the state police lieutenants, and I had mentioned that I'd never been approached or tried it. He said, "Well, I want you to be careful when we get over to the garage." And I said, "Well, why?" He said, "Well, there's a lot of stuff in there. It's sitting there. It's hot out. You're going to notice." And sure enough, they opened that door, and we went in there. And my first thought was, how can anybody ingest or smoke anything that smells this bad? Because it was a real stink. But again, you know, things have changed and how it's produced and how it's used. It's just, you know, a part of our society today in one way or another. So there's my Earth Day contribution.
Okay.
Smoke it if you will, or ignore it as I will.
You know, the thing is, nowadays, there's a stigma on smoking. And, you know, is it marijuana smoking, you know, is it big now like it was, like, say, back in the 60s and 70s because people aren't smoking anymore?
I don't know. I think it's the societal change with regard to the medicinal use. They have found that in various forms, not necessarily in a smoking form, sometimes in a tablet form and in precise doses, it does have effects on certain ailments. And you can get, I think right here in Pennsylvania, I think you still get a card from your doctor that allows you to procure these particular modifications of marijuana. But I don't think it's been approved recreationally yet, although I believe there is legislation along that line, and certainly in some states that has already been approved. If I were prescribed it in a non-smoking form, and it were doctors saying, "Hey, Dave, you need that for this," then I would certainly take it in that instance. But otherwise, it has no interest to me. But again, it's a plant, you know. So it does fit in with Earth Day because people grow it, and some legally and some not so legally, I suppose.
Well, you'll have that.
Yep. Well, I'll be interested in checking in a little later. We're going to a memorial service today for a good friend of ours who passed. So
okay.
Don't know how much of the show I'll catch, but if any of your listeners have any great remedies for hay fever, please let them contribute them. And if there's one that stands out, you know, put it on your Facebook page for me or something.
Because, okay.
I can use some advice on that. It's really it got me all stuffed up and just an annoyance.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck with your hay fever, buddy.
Thanks. Again, somebody may have, beside Boilo.
Boilo. Well, that's a cure-all for everything. Boilo's for everything, buddy.
All right. You guys have a great week, and I hope all your news is good.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I don't know. Has anybody ever tried Boilo to take care of their hay fever? Let us know. They say that's the cure-all for everything here in the coal regions. Good old-fashioned Boilo, especially if it has moonshine in it. All right, Dave, thank you for starting things off today here at Coal Region Connections. And, gee, I should have thanked Dave for last week. kind of jump-starting us on our special show last week, which was Titanic-related. You know, the 122nd anniversary of the Titanic sinking, and people came to me on Sunday at Rose's Celebration of Life and said, boy, that was such a great, interesting show. We learned a lot of stuff, and it was one of the better special editions that we had relating to the Titanic last week. And I do want to revisit one thing that Dave touched on last week, and also my buddy Roadkill in Tamaqua mentioned that I was not aware of. I mean, I'm always had a fascination with the sinking of the Titanic, but I did not know that Milton S. Hershey from Pennsylvania was supposed to be on the Titanic. I learned that last week from Roadkill, and Dave DeCosmo also mentioned that. But, they have a canceled check at the Hershey Community Archives for $300 from Milton Hershey, written to the White Star Line on December 18th. So that's about 4 months before the Titanic sailed. Now, the cost of the first-class stateroom on Titanic was between $3,000 and $4,000, so it has been suggested Mr. Hershey made a 10% deposit to reserve his room on the Titanic. And I did a little checking on it. I got interested in this, and I saw that Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine, spent a lot of time in Europe, much of that time spent seeking relief for his wife's health problems. They feel it stemmed from a chronic illness, although never fully diagnosed. It was progressive and neurological in nature. So the winter before the sailing of the Titanic, they were in France. And in early 1912, Milton Hershey determined that he had to return to Pennsylvania. And he couldn't wait for Titanic. So instead, he set sail on the German liner America. So Titanic was going to depart April 10th, and he departed before that on the America. And that's spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-A. And his wife remained in Europe. So Milton Hershey arrived in New York City April 6th and returned to Hershey on April 7th. Now, it's been reported the captain of the ship America reportedly transmitted a message to the Titanic reporting that the America passed two large icebergs close to the course of Titanic. That the course that Titanic would be following. So that begs this question, the what if. This is the Twilight Zone part of this. What would have happened if Milton Hershey was on the Titanic and went down with a lot of the other millionaires that were on the Titanic? Well, let's look at things that he created after 1912. The Hershey Museum, the Hershey Theater, they were both in 1933. The Hershey Rose Garden, now Hershey Gardens. The Hershey Press Building opened in 1916, the current location of Houlihan's and Devon Seafood Grill restaurants. In the 1930s, during the Great Depression, Milton Hershey embarked on what was called the Great Building Campaign. He created buildings and attractions all over Hershey. He kept 600 workers employed with his local development projects. The community building in 32, the Hotel Hershey in 33, Hershey Chocolate Headquarters in 35, the Hershey Sports Arena, now Hershey Park Arena, built in 1936, the Hershey Stadium in 1939, the Hershey Clubhouse, or I should say the Country Club and Golf Course, he developed that in 1930, and a juvenile golf course, the Spring Creek Golf Course, in 1932. Hershey Bears, 1938. He also established the Hershey Junior College in 1938, Hershey Junior Senior High School in 1925. So what if Milton Hershey was on the Titanic and it went down? There's a lot of things we may not see today. That was the result of his endeavors. So there you go. I knew J.P. Morgan had a ticket, and he didn't go on the Titanic, but thanks to Roadkill, and thanks to Dave DeCosmo, We learned a little bit last week that Milton Hershey could have been a traveler on Titanic, and he opted to leave on an earlier ship, a German liner called the America. All right, so a little sidebar from our discussion last week about the Titanic. All right, I'm going to do a commercial break. During the break, give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. Our Earth Day special edition continues right after this. We'll be right back.
Let's talk more about our beloved coal region after these words from the fine businesses who help make this trip back down memory lane possible. Coal Region Connections will be right back on AM 1410, WLSH.
A Tamaqua staple since 1946. It's Schaefer's Pharmacy at 408 East Broad Street. Proud to serve Tamaqua and the surrounding area, they offer competitive prices and personal service. They make prescription transfers easy. If you would like to use the drive-through service, call ahead to make sure your script is ready and drive-through friendly. And they still deliver to Tamaqua. Like them on Facebook or check out SchaeferFarm.com. Schaefer's Pharmacy, a good neighbor pharmacy, locally owned, locally loved at 408 East Broad Street, Tamaqua.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast. Times of clouds and sun, a breezy, milder day. High today, 63. Clear and cold tonight. Might want to cover up that outdoor vegetation. Low tonight, 33. Sun and clouds, cooler day tomorrow. The high, 51. Clear skies tomorrow night, cold. Low, 36. Monday, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer. High, 59. Sun and clouds on Tuesday, the high, 64. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Steve Williams.
Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
A space convoy on a strange voyage, carrying a rare cargo. The forests, the plants, the growing things doomed to extinction on Earth.
We have just received orders to abandon and nuclear destruct all the forests and return our ships to commercial service.
We're going home!
We can't blow up this forest.
Now move!
Silent running. Cataclysm in outer space, every moment bringing its own danger as man explores the mysteries of an unknown and limitless universe.
Valley Forge, what the hell's wrong? You're moving out, you're accelerating.
I've got a premature detonation on dome number two, and I've got an explosion in the main cargo deck. Now please advise me immediately.
Give me Barker.
I can't find Barker. I can't find Wolf or Keenan either. I'm afraid, Neil, that they might have been in dome number two.
Dome number one.
Meet the almost human drones, amazing companions on a journey beyond the stars.
The man has a full house and he knew it. Now how about that?
Hear Joan Baez sing Rejoice in the Sun and Silent Running.
If you continue as is, we figure you'll hit the northeastern quadrant of Saturn's outer ring tomorrow morning.
Silent Running, movie from 1972. And I'll tell you, that was a good movie, but you know, that's a movie you don't see on the Turner Classic Movies or the Sci-Fi Channel. Bruce Dern, great performance. This is 2 years after Earth Day. And put a bunch of space domes heading out towards Saturn, and that's how they were going to preserve the forest, and then they decided, oh, let's blow them all up again. So it was a very, very good picture, but again, something you just don't see today. Silent Running, great movie, great movie. I think it's available on YouTube. I did see while I was searching this that it is available on YouTube. Silent Running, Bruce Dern. Gosh, they even talked about drones back in 1972. How about that? All righty. Our Earth Day tribute today. And we're doing things that are Earth Day. And remember one of the most popular commercials? This came out in 1970. When Earth Day began, 1970. How many remember the Crying Indian? The Crying Indian. I'll tell you what, probably one of the most moving commercials that was ever on television. The Crying Indian.
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country. And some people don't. People start pollution. People can stop it.
There you go, 1970. Keep America Beautiful. The Crying Indian. Great commercial. Great commercial. They should be... That's a commercial they should be playing today or this weekend. You know, some of the stations out there, if they want to do a tribute to Earth Day, boy, there was a great one, The Crying Indian. All righty, we're here at Cool Region Connections. I have open phone lines, so give me a call right now. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. You know, they say do your part to help the environment. And... you know, I hear this, but, you know, let's talk about recycling, all right? There are fewer avenues for people to recycle now than there was, say, 5 or 10 years ago. I keep hearing the story that, oh, it costs too much to recycle. Townships aren't doing it. Counties aren't doing it. You're losing money. You know, at one time, Carbon County used to have a recycling program. Not anymore. Schuylkill County used to have a recycling program. Not anymore. So, yeah, you'll see the public service announcements telling you to recycle. I like to recycle. Thankfully, West Penn Township has a recycling program. I wish the bins were open every day, but, you know, they're open a couple hours each day, Monday through Friday. I usually like to go there on a Thursday or Friday because it's open from 4 to 7. It's the only time I could go there. The rest of the times, it's like I'm at work. But, you know, I was just there this past week and had my number one, number two plastics and my bottles, you know, the bottles out there, my cans, you know, from the corn and the carrots. You know, I have my cans. Newspaper, don't have a lot of newspaper anymore because I don't get a daily paper, but... you know, the magazines that come in the mail, things like that. So I like to go and recycle wherever possible. So West Bend Township, and it's for West Bend Township residents. You know, and I'm thankful that we have something like that. I can recycle. I don't go there every week. Maybe every other week I'll go there. I'll wait till I have enough in the box, and then I'll go over and I'll drop it in. So doing my piece. Doing my piece to protect the environment. It's 10:30. I'm going to do a commercial break. During the break, give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
We'll recall, remember, and reminisce some more as Coal Region Connections continues in just a moment on AM 1410 WLSH.
R.A. Honor Furniture, 1231 Mahoning Drive East in Lehighton, is a family-owned and operated business for over 30 years. They have the largest selection of new and used furniture in a three-county area. From name-brand and budget-oriented new furniture to a full selection of like-new used furniture and appliances, Honors has furniture to meet every family's unique style and budget. You can call Honors at 570-634-0476. You can visit Honors online at Honor Furniture. That's A-H-N-E-R furniture.com.
More memories, more fun, and we've only just begun. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
How about an Earth Day song? How about an Earth Day song? Don't see anybody on hold, so let's do an Earth Day song. Earth Day Every Day by John Denver.
Celebrate morning, the cry of a loon on a lake in the night. Dreams that are born in the dawn's early light. Celebrate morning, celebrate living, the laughter that sings in the heart of a child, freedom that flies to the call of the wild. Celebrate living, celebrate evening, the stars that appear at the loss of the sun, whispering winds, we are one, we are one.
John Denver songs down through the years, down through the decades. There's one that I never heard from John Denver. Celebrate Earth Day every day. John Denver. All righty, part of our Earth Day special here today. Let's go and talk to my buddy Eddie, Dutch Hill section of Tamaqua. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, sir.
I'm an early bird today.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking about recycling, Mark. Well, I got about 8 years on you, but back in our day, you know, they had all returnable bottles.
Right.
Your beer bottles, your ketchup bottles, you got 2 cents for a small soda bottle, you got a nickel for a quart beer bottle. There was no problems. You know what I mean, Mark?
And then all of a sudden they'd invented plastic.
You got that right.
And
you know what they make plastic from?
Huh.
The black.
All right. Well, we're not gonna go there with that, Eddie. But you know what? We had milk bottles. You used to have milk delivered in bottles delivered to your house. You had little pint bottles in school. The little pint milk bottles. And
yeah. I could see paper cartons, Mark. You know, and stuff in like their milk. It's funny they don't have beer in plastic bottles.
Well, give them time. I mean,
canned goods too, you know.
But they can make those bottles returnable. I mean, it's too much. It's too much of a hassle, Eddie.
Yeah. You know what it is, Mark? It's like the new cars. They only make stuff to last so long. Everything's in a big hurry, Mark.
Yeah, well, it's all about a buck. Why should you have a car that's going to last 30 years that you won't buy a car for 30 years?
Right. And then they'll be out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I had a 49 Chevy, Mark. Oh, my God almighty, it was built like a tank.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Well, anyway, getting back to the, like a case of beer. You used to get them hard boxes.
Uh-huh.
Two lids on them, and you bring the empty back. You got a dollar and a half deposit off the new one.
Yep. I remember you used to get the Postie soda from McAdoo, returnable bottles.
Eight-treat. Used to do it.
Yeah, the wooden cases. Remember those wooden soda cases?
I have a 7-Up one left.
Okay.
Yeah, old wooden one, 7-Up. Yep, I have my plumbing, you know, some washers and stuff, but, you know, plumbing parts.
Uh-huh.
I'm hanging on to it. It's a little beat, but, and they had the metal straps around the corners, you know, and stuff in the bottom. Yeah, so that's what I say. You know, everything's in a hurry today, Mark.
That's why
the landfills are all filled up. It's everything's throwaway stuff.
And right.
People ain't going to return. And like Tamaqua says, wash your labels off and take the lids off, and then your water bill's going up. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? They say it's a money thing, and there is a solution to that.
Oh,
you know,
we
have our... No, Eddie, we have our country club prisons, where they sit around playing cards, watch a TV. Okay, send them to a recycling place and take the labels off and scrub the things down. And fine, that's a part of their sentence.
Yeah. And like Tamaqua here, there's people laying around. They're able to work, Mark. They're able to work. They could shovel snow, cut grass, and take garbage out. They just need supervision.
Right.
And they're laying around collecting. What? I told Jerry Knowles years ago, get a big truck and start out at Hopi's. And by the time you get over to Middleport, then you're back around the other side.
Yeah.
Just cleaning the trash up.
I mean, again, I grew up like you. I mean, I used to use the soda bottle money to buy comic books.
Mark, we used to collect the beer bottles, soda bottles, everything. We get enough. A case of beer was $2.
There you go.
Two and a quarter back in our day. Yeah.
Well,
and we save up and up behind the old crane here. We went to 14. We had a little campsite there, you know, fireplace. We go up there on a weekend and everybody chipped in and all, bought a case of beer, and some cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and that was about it, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
No,
yes,
remember they used to have paper drives? Now, again, not really feasible because people aren't getting newspapers like they used to. But remember the paper? The Little Leagues used to use paper drives to help buy uniforms.
Right. Yep. Oh, down where there used to be an old water tank down here where Columbia Street went up. Here, Pottsville Republican, the drivers, the ones that were supposed to deliver them, there must have been 100 bundles up there. They were throwing them away.
Really?
Throwing them away, Mark. This is years ago.
Wow.
Know?
when I had my beagle yet. I was a big rabbit hunter.
Big time.
Anyway, they thrown them away. They were still wrapped in the ties yet. Yep. Just laying there wilting away, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I says, you know, they talk about let's have a clean and green environment, but you know, where's the help? We're not getting the help. Where are the recycling efforts? I mean, keep hearing
aluminum now, aluminum beer cans and plastic soda bottles and everything. That's what's making it worse. Bring back the returnable stuff, Mark.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is not going to solve it because there's more people in the world, you know, in the United States and all. But it would cut down on the garbage.
Well, again, we're groomed right now to be a throwaway society.
Well,
that's the problem. We're all, whether it's a styrofoam containers for our food or takeout food or whatever, we're now groomed, and you got to uneducate the people right now, and that's going to take a long time to take us back to where they were in the 50s and 60s.
I know, Mark. It's sad.
Yep.
I'm just telling my lady friend, she comes here to help me out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Might stay overnight one night. You know, she's not here permanently, you know, but because, Jesus, you know, it's all plastic. The garbage bags are filled up and everything, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, well, Eddie, good to hear from you today, buddy.
Hey, and you too, buddy, Aaron. Oh, you know, did you ever hear the story about the bear chasing hunters in the woods?
Do I want to hear that story?
Did you ever hear it?
I've heard a lot of bear stories in the woods, but I don't know if I heard that one.
Well, this was when Chrysler and Ford Motor Company and GM were going bankrupt and all. This was a thing I cut out of the paper, and a professor wrote it.
Okay.
He said, the old story of the bear chasing hunters in the woods. The fastest hunter does not have to worry, because the bear will eat the slowest runner.
Okay. There you go.
That's a good one, ain't it?
That's barely possible.
Yep. Okay, buddy.
Okay, Eddie, we'll see you, bud.
Hey, I'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, bud. Take care. Bye-bye now. All righty. My buddy Eddie on the Dutch Hill. Dutch Hill of Tamaqua. Yeah, I mean, you go back to the good old days. You know, we used to recycle the bottles. We used to return them. What was that, a nickel back then? Whether it was Posties soda or Foster soda or McFadden soda out of Nesquehoning. Seems like every town was brewing soda back in the days. You know, we didn't see as much Coke and Pepsi and 7-Up. There was a lot of local brewed sodas. Remember all the milkman used to deliver the bottles of milk. Remember the cream would always rise to the top? The milk bottles. I have a couple collectibles in my basement right now, a couple old milk bottles that I got down through the years. So we got to get back to that again. I don't think we're going to see it in my lifetime, but, you know, it's going to be a federal, state, and local effort to get back to where we were back in the 50s and 60s. Get rid of some of this throwaway mentality. All righty, I'm going to do a commercial break. During the break, give me a call, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Coal Region Connections continues after this on AM 1410, WLSH.
Sidetrack Tap Room, your place for game time action. 315 North Railroad Street in Tamaqua. Bring your friends. Bring everyone. Come on down. Hours of operation and call ahead for specials. Check us out on Facebook for daily updates. 570-668-1591. 570-668-1591. That's Sidetrack Tap Room, a friendly, non-restrictive atmosphere. Come on down. Have fun.
Home air conditioner make the big croak? No hot water in your kitchen sinks broke? Shower drain clogged? Trouble in your well? Noticing a very unpleasant smell? Give Home Comfort Solutions, LLC a call. From installations to repairs to maintenance, they do it all. Servicing Carbon, Schuylkill, and beyond 24/7. Call 484-464-3681 for a free estimate. Visit HomeComfortSolutionsLLC.com and let Home Comfort Solutions, LLC, 325 Cypress Street, Lehighton, be the solution to your comfort.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast. Times of clouds and sun, a breezy milder day. High today 63. Clear and cold tonight. Might want to cover up that outdoor vegetation. Low tonight 33. Sun and clouds, cooler day tomorrow. The high 51. Clear skies tomorrow night. Cold, low 36. Monday mostly sunny, a little bit warmer. High 59. Sun and clouds on Tuesday. The high 64. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Steve Williams.
More memories, more fun, and we've only just begun. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
This is Earth. Earth 2. The last hurrah of a dying planet, or the Noah's Ark of an intergalactic age. In the silent vacuum of space, the future of the world is finally in the hands of man himself. Massive, computerized nation in orbit. A colossal space commune housing the staggering totality of every known scientific fact, perfectly programmed to self-create man's artificial rebirth. Except for one thing. A foreign power. Dedicated to violence. Even if it means their own destruction. And the death of the whole human species. Only this new colony of select men and women, suspended in space, can hope to stop it. In time. Men and women with one last chance to purge the undermining terror of today with the overwhelming wonders of tomorrow. Earth 2. Man's only hope for tomorrow.
Earth 2, 1971, year after the first Earth Day. And there again, there's another great sci-fi movie. There's a giant space station orbiting the Earth, 1972. Or I should say, 1971, Earth 2. Another movie you just don't see. There's a lot of great sci-fi movies. I'm a sci-fi fan, and boy, there's another movie you just don't see nowadays. I should go and buy a DVD somewhere, or maybe you're lucky enough to find it on YouTube, but Earth 2, going back to 1971. All right, and today is kind of like our Earth Day edition, looking at movie trailers and things of that nature, kind of dealing a little bit with Earth Day, and, you know, there were some things before Earth Day that, you know, maybe inspired Earth Day, but I'm going to take you back to 1951 now. And this was a big sci-fi movie for 1951. Let's see if you remember this one.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. We bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon. The arrival of a spaceship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
To give you these facts. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
But he's a robot. Without you, what could he do?
There's no limit to what he could do. He could destroy the earth.
All vehicles, close in. Let's go.
Great movie, 1951, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Michael Rennie was the alien, Patricia Neal, Hugh Marlowe. Great cast, Sam Jaffe. And again, kind of like, you know, the world is going to hell, and here comes the alien. Either clean up your act or we're going to destroy you. Kind of sent the message back in 1951, The Day the Earth Stood Still. They did a reboot of that. Again, I'm not a big fan of movie reboots, but it was around 2008 or something like that. Keanu Reeves, they did a reboot, but I still think the original from 1951 is the best. And maybe some of the older listeners now, this guy was before my time, but some of the newscasters in that movie, Drew Pearson, I mean, he was a real commentator, a TV commentator. And this is back in the early 50s. Another one I remember from that movie, H.B. Collinborn. So there was, you know, some real newscasters in that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, going back to 1951. All righty, I'm ready to hear from you. Giving you a lot of entertainment today, a lot of information. I'm ready to hear from you, so give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. And nobody here answering phones. All righty. Hello, who am I talking to? Hello? All righty. Alrighty, so you could try giving me a call right now. Whoever that was, we lost you. Give me a call right back, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Coleridge Connections, hey, we're all about memories. So give me a call, share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. I'm ready to hear from you. Boy, it's great to see the sun outside. Boy, it's been a depressing spring. You go into March, go into April. We have not seen the sun a lot. Even on the day we could have seen it with the eclipse, it wasn't even a good day. But looks like the weather is shaping up. We're already up to 56 degrees here at the radio station, and I think we're going to pop a 60. If that sun stays out, yeah, not too bad. Maybe get outside and put some gnomes outside. I want to send out a special thank you. Last Sunday, we had our celebration of life for my late wife, Rose, at Radical Wine Company, west of Lehighton, and it was a tremendous success. I mean, words just can't sum it all up for me. I mean, the doors were supposed to open at 12. They were there waiting at 11:30, and the parking lot at 11:30 was 3/4 full. People had a hard time just getting a parking place. They were waiting to get in throughout the afternoon. I mean, it was packed in there. So people were coming in at 11:30 already. I know we made a couple $1,000s in that 4 hours. Don't have an exact number now. We're still getting some donations filtering in, so we'll probably have a final report on our fundraising effort for the Friends of Animals, the cat shelter, maybe about 2-3 weeks. We should have all the numbers in. But people, even people that couldn't come, are sending donations either to me or my sister-in-law, Kimmy, to the shelter in Rose's name. And we thank you for that. Couldn't make it. A lot of people dropped off supplies at the shelter. They dropped off supplies at Radical Wine. We got a lot of bleach. We got a lot of paper towels, cat food, kitty litter. I mean, we got a lot of things to help out the shelter. So it wasn't just monetary. You know, we got some things that they use every day, laundry detergent, cleaning supplies. You know, it was a great, great celebration of life. And I can't think of a better send-off for my late wife, Rose. She passed away about 5 months ago. And I can't think of a better send-off than what we did last Sunday at Radical Wine Company to help out the Friends of Animals. Got to thank everybody. And gosh, the volunteers who made the food, volunteers at the shelter who are helping out with the fundraising efforts, the 50-50s and the raffles, DJ Star Tracks, they donated their time to provide musical entertainment. A lot of Rose's favorite songs they were playing, and boy, we thank them for that. Chris, here at the radio station, we had a live broadcast. Kim Knoll was there. Polka Joe was by there. A lot of our staff stopped by. So, again, special thanks for making this a very special event. I kind of held it together, but then I kind of lost it when I got home. You know, with all the people there, it kind of kept me busy, but, you know, it kind of hit home for me when I got home, you know, after five. After all these months, it finally did hit home. But again, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for making my late wife Rose's, her celebration of life, such a success and a great fundraiser for the Friends of Animals. I got my buddy Vincey on the line. Hey, Vince, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, how are you, Mark?
Pretty good, bud, pretty good.
I heard you talk about the movie The Crying Indian.
The TV commercial, yes.
Yeah, well, 1954, I was going ready to go to high school, and I'm a Cleveland Indian fan.
Okay.
And the Indians lost to the New York Giants in 4 games. So I was a crying Indian fan that day.
Ah, so you're the original crying Indian fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Mark, I'm sorry you missed on Sunday. I'm glad you had a nice day. I would have gone, but Sunday was my wife's birthday, and we had a little get-together.
Oh, hey, no problem at all. I'm sure you were there in thoughts, and a lot
we
of people.
We were thinking you and Rose.
There is a lot of people. There was things going on that day, and again, you're not going to. Somebody always has something going on a given day, but again, thank you for your kind thoughts, buddy. Thank you.
On our way home, it was about 3:30, and my wife said, "Do you want to go?" And I said, "Well, I didn't know where this place was, but it was." I said, "It'll probably be over by the time we get there." But I didn't know you were there at 5.
Well, we weren't supposed to be, but...
Yeah, I know. I thought it was only 4. So
I mean...
This is like 3:30.
The busiest time was between 11:30 and 2. It started to settle down a little bit after 2 o'clock, but there were still people in there. And again, the people at Radical Wine, they weren't kicking the people out. I think about 5 o'clock, I was still there at 5. We're helping out, doing last-minute cleanups and everything, but... yeah, Radical Wine had a very good day that day, and they really helped us out. It was a great venue. It was a great venue.
Oh, I'm glad for you, Mark.
It was shortly after that. My son's out in Illinois, and we're talking about that, and he said, "Hey, Pops, you know, now that you had the celebration of life, what's going to happen when you pass away?" Some people may think that's a little morbid, but he had a very good question. You know, it's part of my pre-planning. And I says, "You know what, Chris? I don't want to have a funeral wake in a funeral parlor. If when I go, I want to do the same thing that Rose had, do a celebration of life, do it at Radical Wine, and have it help the cat shelter. So when I go, we're going to do the same thing."
Oh, I'll be around a long time, Mark.
Well, you never know. You never know. But, you know, these are things. I'm coming up on 69 that I know I'm not going to live forever. So, you know, you got to be preparing for some things. I don't want to leave a burden on my loved ones. I mean, I want to have a game plan in place. I kind of had a semi-game plan with Rose, but, you know, I want to have a game plan in place that if and when I go, you know, my loved ones taking care of me. We'll have a game plan.
Okay. I'm awful glad I met Rose last summer.
Yep. Yep.
I haven't worn that Elvis Presley shirt since.
Well, we're going to have that again in September. And you know what? I would be honored when you come Labor Day weekend and me and Pocahontas will be there Labor Day Sunday, having you wear that Elvis shirt that Labor Day.
I'll wear it.
The fact that you didn't wear it would bring back a memory for me. And that was the first and only time she was at the number 9 mine was last summer. So I would be honored if you wore the Elvis shirt coming up in September, buddy.
Oh, I will, Mark, sure.
Thank you.
You know, did you work the cancer telephone?
What's that?
The cancer telephone 2 weeks ago?
No, I did not see it. I was bouncing around that weekend.
Well, I got to put some faces with some voices.
Okay.
Roadkill was on there.
Okay.
And the Legends were on there.
Okay, yeah, the John and his oldies band, yes.
John, he knows his trains, and he knows the railroad. He's a good singer, too.
Okay.
He plays a mean guitar, yeah, and he's good, really good. Looks like a Beatle. He does. Yeah.
Yeah, Roadkill was out with us last weekend at Radical, him and his wife Janine, and, you know, I was really pleased, you know, the people at BHA that came out and joined us last Sunday. The people here at the radio station that showed up, I mean, it was really great. It was really, really a nice celebration of life. And, you know, Vincey, it's kind of reminiscent. You go back to the old days when you had funerals here with the coal miners. Go back to the early 1900s. You didn't have a fancy funeral parlor. You had the wake in your own home.
Oh, yeah.
And the women were crying in one room with the body, and the guys were in the other room playing cards and drinking.
Yeah, and that's true, yeah.
When you think about it, you know, that's the way the wakes used to be here in the coal region. And, you know, in a way, that's kind of like the way the celebration of life. There were people coming up to me, gee, I remember Rose, and I remember this memory. And these are some things that I wasn't even aware of. You know, they're having a wine. They're doing a wine flight. They're having, I had the orange creamsicle. You know, that's my favorite drink at Radical Wine. So the people are able to be there with a smile on their face, with pleasant memories. I mean, I'll tell you what, that sold me on a celebration of life. And so when I go, that's what we're going to have.
Hey, good. I'll tell you a little joke. Maybe Lorraine will like it. It's a clean one.
Okay.
it's not a bear joke.
I trust you, buddy. I trust you.
Two little boys were playing, and the one little boy said to the other boy, "Does your family say a prayer before every meal?" He's all, "No." He says, My mother's Polish. She's a good cook.
Vincey, where do you get these? Were these
reading books mostly?
I was gonna say, was this on the Johnny Carson show 20, 30 years ago?
Maybe.
His late night jokes.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, Vincey. That's nice.
I see your nephew's going to the Hall of Fame, huh?
What's that?
Scott.
Oh. Okay. No.
Carbon County Hall of Fame.
I didn't see that. No, I didn't know.
Good for him.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Like I says, I don't get a newspaper anymore, so usually a lot of the news I get from my listeners.
He's Dr. Scott Merrick, huh?
Ah, there you go.
I didn't know he coached. He's assistant coach at Marion football.
Ah, I didn't know that either.
See?
Like I says, I haven't talked to him in a while, so.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Good kid. Good kid. Good family. Good family.
Lance is going in. Charlie Sproul, one of my teammates, Marion football. And
okay.
Jill Zwiezak from Panther Valley. She's going in. I work with Jill and so on.
Ah, okay.
Ken Garrison, all of them. Yeah, good for them.
Great.
I would go to that, but I got tickets for them.
Oh, good.
Boca Joe. I hope I can make it. When are you going for your knee, Mark?
When? A couple days before Polka Joe's, that Wednesday before.
That Thursday, I'm going to the Bethlehem St. Luke's for my legs.
Whoa.
I hope I can make it. About poor circulation in my leg.
Oh, okay. Are you being admitted or just treated?
Just treated.
Okay.
I don't know you for sure yet.
I know my surgeon told me this past Monday that I'm going in Wednesday and will definitely stay overnight. And then depending on how I respond to the initial physical therapy, I mean, they're hoping to get me out the next day. So that's their game plan. That's their game plan, Dr. Hawk, and that's their game plan right now. So I have some of the pre-testing I got to do. They did the chest x-ray this past week. I got blood work this week. EKG and meeting with my family doctor next week or the following week, so I'll be busy over the next couple of weeks.
He was my wife's doctor, too. He was good.
Who was that?
Dr. Mead.
Oh, no, I've got
Dr. Hawk.
Dr. Hawk, yeah, I have Dr. Hawk, yeah. He did both knees before the orthoscopic, and, you know, true to his word, he said, Mark, I'm buying you 5 to 8 years with the orthoscopic. Well, I got 10, so there you go.
You'll be all right. You'll do good.
I hope so. Hope so. I'm a little apprehensive. You know the mistake I made, Vincey? I went and I watched the knee replacement videos on YouTube. And when I saw those videos, not necessarily Dr. Hawk, but other doctors, they're all basic, how you replace a knee, total replacement. I saw that. It kind of got me a little apprehensive. I said, gee, I'm glad I'm going to be asleep for this thing. But I should have never watched those videos. That was a mistake. But I was curious.
Maybe about a week later after that, you and I can run around the Panther Valley track.
I'll be able to do the track a lot easier I'm doing now, but it's not going to be the next week. He told me 4 to 6 weeks. He says, because of my driving leg, he says, count on 4 to 6 weeks. He said, maybe earlier. They're going to send me home with a machine, and you kind of like put it by your chair and you pedal it. So he did show me the machine they're going to be sending home with me after surgery. I'm supposed to do that, and I guess I could chart my progress on this machine and then therapy 2 to 3 times a week at OAA and Lee Heighton after that. So we'll see, Vincey. We'll see, buddy.
Good luck to you, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
I'll see you at Poker Joe.
I'm still hoping to be there, buddy. I'm still hoping.
Me too.
Somebody could drive me there. Just plant me in a chair, and I'll have my crutches, and I'll be good.
Okay, Mark.
Vincey, thank you, buddy. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My good buddy, Vincey, in Lansford. Hey, thanks for checking in here today. Vincey, the original crying Indian from 1954. All righty, commercial break. Back with more after this.
AM 1410, WLSH, Lansford, Lee Heighton, Hazleton. The station you grew up with.
It's 1108.
Can't you see?
Addressing can.
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah. Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like with a big case too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great night beer, Schlitz.
We now return to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH.
Thank you.
There's a Coke commercial from 1971, year after the start of Earth Day, and, you know, it's not really an Earth Day commercial, but it kind of projects the image of Earth Day. Heck, they still had the glass bottles in that commercial, the glass recyclable Coke bottles from 1971. There you go. I still have two Coke bottles. They came out, remember when Penn State won the national championship? What was that, 1982, 1986? I have those collectible Penn State Coke bottles, and there's still Coke inside. Don't know if it's drinkable or not, but I know a lot of people around here have those. How about you? You have those collectible Coke bottles, 1982, 1986? I think those are the years Penn State won a national championship. All righty, we're here at Cool Region Connections, and I've opened phone lines. So give me a call right now. Like I said, even though it's an Earth Day edition, you can talk about anything. So whatever's on your mind this week, give me a call, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. I'm sure you all have noticed how gas prices, the price at the pump, have been creeping up in recent weeks. You know, not too long ago, we were paying $3.29, $3.39. I was at Hazleton this week. We had some of our vehicles getting serviced up there. And I saw Route 309 North Church Street heading out towards the airport beltway. Gas, $3.95 a gallon. Knocking on the door of $4 a gallon. And I'm willing to bet the way things are going in the Middle East and the Ukraine, because they're blasting the Russian refineries, between those two things, I would be surprised if we don't see $4 gas prices for Memorial Day weekend. And then the other fly in the ointment right now is you're transitioning from what they call the winter blend of gasolines to the summer blends. And they always cry shortages when that occurs. So it's always around this time, you know, April, May, when they're transitioning. So there you go. So higher gas prices. Will we see $4 a gallon before Memorial Day? I think so. My gut tells me I think we will. Linda from Barnesville is on the line. Hi, Linda. How are you today?
Okay, Mark. How are you?
Okay.
I just want to say something about the crying Indian. You know, that's when commercials were worth watching.
Yes.
The commercials today, I think, are positively terrible. How do you sit and watch a TV show with a young child beside you and they start asking questions? And how do you answer them?
Okay.
Because of the stupid commercials that they have.
Well, I guess that's why, if you want to avoid the stupid commercials, you record the show on your DVR and zap past them.
I know. But even, you know, I sit here at night and I think, I don't need somebody to tell me how their armpits smell or how this or that is. That's personal stuff. If your armpits smell that bad in other parts, then you need to take a shower. That's my opinion.
I love it.
The same way with the guy riding a bicycle down for Allstate. That is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I hate those commercials. I would never buy an ounce of insurance because of those commercials.
What happened to the day with the Snuggie Bear and the Downy and the Pillsbury Doughboy? I know I'm getting old and I know I'm getting grumpy, but the commercials today are positively terrible.
How do they don't motivate you to use their product or service?
No.
They scare you away. I agree with you 100%. And being in the business more than half my life of doing commercials, I'm appalled by what I see on TV these days.
So am I. I just, when I see just the face, I flip it off.
Yep.
Because there's no reason for them talking about personal stuff and really, really personal stuff
uh-huh.
that should not be discussed on TV.
Well, I tell you what they allowed also is two forms of advertising you didn't have around back in the 50s and 60s. Number one, pharmaceutical commercials. And all these wonder drugs that's going to cost you an arm and a leg if you don't have insurance, and even if you have to have a copay, you know, these pharmaceutical insurance commercials. The one that said, oh, by the way, if you use this pill, you could die. Don't you just love those commercials? Like, that's going to motivate you to go to your doctor and say, hey, I want that script. I want to die tomorrow.
Well, I know my doctor wanted me to go on that Jardian.
Okay.
And I said, absolutely not. And he said, but it would help you, you know, it would do. And I said to him, and all the side effects, I said, I never had any of those side effects. Why do I want to take it now?
There you go.
And I'm sorry. I mean, I argued with him, and then I talked to another doctor, and she said positively, you are not a candidate for that pill. Do not take it.
Well, now, remember, Linda, when these pharmaceutical salespeople pay visits to doctors, you know, they're not just going in there with free samples. They're going in with other things and to motivate these doctors to write prescriptions. It's all about money. We're right back to the root cause of everything. It's all about money.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep. I have a pill that is helping me with diabetes. I don't need to go on a pill that's giving me all the that it could. And then they say, well, it could, but maybe it won't. Maybe it will.
Right.
Maybe it'll cause me to have a heart attack, and I might have 10 years left in me, and maybe I only have 10 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know that. There's only one person knows that. And why should I risk my life taking a pill that's going to give me all these side effects that I might not even be able to go outside because diarrhea hits or vomiting hits? Why?
Yep.
Why do you want to take that chance? You know? So
there you go.
I just can't stand the commercials today.
Well, I'm glad we have the opportunity for you to get that off your chest today, Linda.
Well, you have a good weekend.
You too. You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. I love it. Stinky armpits. There you go. The latest commercial to make that list. And I guess they have it for both men and women now. I guess that founder is making products for both men and women. Put a little dab on there. I don't know. I'll still take the shower any day. I have open phone lines. Linda, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, commercials were much better back in the day, whether it was a car commercial or whether it was a commercial for Coke, you know, they were much better back in the day. Like I says, got ad agencies out there that are dime a dozen. It's terrible. And then again, they're putting commercials in shows that are terrible. So, like I says, right now, TV is nothing more than the vast wasteland. Not like it was back in the 50s and 60s, and maybe stretching into the 70s. All righty. Linda, thank you. I'm going to do a commercial break, and during the break, give me a call. Who's next? Give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
We'll be right back with more Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH.
Captain Hank and the PLS Pirates here to sing about PLS Deli in Summit Hill.
The PLS Deli in Summit Hill makes the best hoagies in town. Hey, get a homemade salad and a pastry treat. Bring the family, come on down. Hey, for a great selection of food to fill your belly, head on over to the PLS Deli.
Open every day from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., Sundays till 8. Check out the Roadkill Gutbuster Hoagie. Cotner Coal and Oil, 333 West Railroad Street, Nesquehoning, is a fourth-generation coal and heating oil delivery company serving all of Carbon County. They do oil burner and coal furnace installation and service. Oil tanks, too, and they are an authorized EFM dealer. Call them at 570-669-6761 for your next coal or oil delivery. Cotner Coal and Oil of Nesquehoning also offers volume discount pricing.
Regional weather. This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Milder with times of clouds and sun and a bit breezy, high 63. Clear, starry, but cold night tonight. Potential for frost with a low dipping to 33. Cooler tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds, high 51. More potential frost tomorrow night. Clear, low 36. Mostly sunny come Monday, warmer with a high 59. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
800-326-WLSH 645-3123. Call and talk with Mark. The lines are open now. It's Coal Region Connections.
All righty, and we are back. It's 1121 Eastern Time, and we have open phone lines. So who's next? Give me a call. Share some thoughts, some memories. Got a question? We'll try to answer it for you. We're having fun today. Our little Earth Day celebration, bringing back all kinds of memories for you today. So give me a call. Maybe I could share something for you that you haven't heard so far. I'll try to dig it up if I could find it. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Boy, we're getting close to Pocahontas' big epic celebration. Tickets are still available, but they're going fast. And it's May 26th, Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, Lakeside Ballroom in Barnesville. Pocahontas going to broadcast live from 10 till 1. And then after that, the Pennsylvania Villagers will perform 1 till 3. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra from 4 till 7. So, hey, polka fans out there, if you're into polkas, this event you don't want to miss. Only $20. $20 to get in. 400 tickets will be sold. That's it. That's it. And I'm willing to say right now it's all going to be advance tickets. I seriously doubt any tickets will be available at the door. Now, if you're going to be out at Kellner's Dam tomorrow, Pocahontas doing a live broadcast tomorrow, Kellner's Dam, west of Tamaqua, he's going to have tickets available there. So if you want some tickets, stop by tomorrow. Stop by the radio station Monday through Friday during regular business hours. We have a number of locations that we've been telling you about the last couple of weeks, and you'll be hearing more about that. You could stop by one of our locations. They're spaced out between the Hazleton area and the Lehigh Valley. So, hope to see you there, and gosh, I hope I'll be able to be there. Like I said, I have surgery 5 days before. Hopefully I can make it. And believe me, somebody could wheel me in, park me down, whether I'm using a walker or crutches or whatever, just find me a seat, and I'll be there. I got the Gooch on the line. Hey, Gooch, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, Mark.
Welcome.
I'm glad to hear everything. Everything went real good on last Sunday.
Boy, and I was glad to see you, and thank you for making the trip over.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm glad I could be able to help.
Miss Chippy, though. We miss Chippy not being there.
I didn't know if he could bring a dog in there.
I think certain kinds. I did see a couple of, I guess they call them service dogs.
Yeah.
I did see a couple of service dogs there. But, hey, don't worry. We're going to see you in September at the number 9 mine, and Chippy will be with you, buddy.
You'll see me at Lakeside, too.
Well, I hope to be there. I'm not 100% on Lakeside.
Well, I hope you are.
I hope to make it too, and I'm right now. I probably won't know before Friday whether number one I'll be doing the polka show on Saturday, or number two I could be with Polka Joe on Sunday. So that's gonna be probably Friday. I'll know better.
Well, I'll be there anyway. I got my ticket already.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Yeah, me and Paul Krinchak's going.
I'm glad he brought you last week, right?
Yes.
Thankful to him and his wife for bringing you over to Radical Wine Company. Got to chat with both of them there on Sunday. And, boy, we send out a big thank you for them to get you over there that day.
Yeah. We're very good friends a long time ago.
Oh, I see that. I see that. So what else is new with you, buddy? What's shaking?
I wanted to tell you about my father a long time ago. When he had a lot of friends down the shore in New Jersey, he had a friend that took. He says, "Come here, Nick. I want to show you something." He took him to his house where he's living, you know. And here, my father, he told my father, here's how you make money. He was making counterfeit money.
Who was making counterfeit money? Your father's friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, here, Nick, and I'll show you how to age it. He took the money that was fresh ink, and he put it in the bathtub. And he put coffee grains over it. My father was so scared, he ran out of the house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
That wasn't the same money that he was using playing cards with Al Capone, was it?
No, heck no.
Okay,
no.
I was going to say, you don't use counterfeit money with that guy.
No, he wouldn't be there to tell me about it.
I'll tell you what, you always manage to come up with it. I have some people that come to me and say, boy, that Gooch, he has some interesting stories about his father.
Yeah, and another thing, he was coming from New Jersey, and the highway went by Lakehurst. And here he's seen all these cars stopping on the side of the road. Here he witnessed the Hindenburg burning.
Wow, that would be 1937.
Yep. Yeah, he told me about that, too.
So your father saw the Hindenburg burning?
Yes, he did.
Okay, that was the Zeppelin that caught fire as it was trying to land at Lakehurst, New Jersey.
That's it.
Boy, that father of yours really got around, didn't he?
He sure did.
Wow, that's a story and a half right there.
Yep.
Now, he didn't actually see it catch fire. He saw the remnants, right?
Seen the remnants because the cars are already parked on the side of the highway.
Okay, so this was after it caught fire. Okay.
Yeah.
But he saw the aftermath.
Yeah, he was wondering why all these cars are parked on the side of the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, and here he's seen it burning.
How about that?
Yep.
Boy, you got the stories for us, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad I can provide them.
Well, My daughter was especially entertained with your story about how your father was playing cards with Al Capone.
Yeah, I guess that was very interesting.
I mean, she said, is he for real about that? I said, hey, Gooch says it's for real. It's for real.
Yeah, he knew a lot of people.
Yep. Well, good. And we always love you to share your stories with us here on the radio. It's very entertaining, buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right, Gooch, you take care of there, buddy.
Well, you'll see me in the fall with Chippy.
I know. I says Labor Day weekend, number 9 mine. That's Sunday.
Yep.
They're going to have the combination. They're not doing the thing in July. They're going to do just Labor Day weekend. They're going to combine both like they did last year. So both of them Labor Day Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be there.
We hope to see you and Chippy, buddy.
Oh, he's right aside of me on the couch. He's fast asleep.
I'll tell you, it sounds like Mike Dookie. He does a lot of sleeping lately.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. All right, Gooch, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
We'll see you. Bye-bye now. All righty. And I was glad to see the Gooch last weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul, for bringing him. Still not cleared to drive. He hopes to be cleared to drive later this spring, summer, so he can start hitting the car shows. Right, Gooch. Got to do a commercial break. During the break, give me a call. I have open phone lines once again, so give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. And, hey, we'll be back with more right after this.
The memories continue after this. It's Coal Region Connections on AM 1410, WLSH.
First National Pharmacy at 143 West 1st Street, Lehighton is a locally owned, family-run pharmacy. With over 100 years in business, First National Pharmacy is Carbon County's oldest business. They go way beyond filling prescriptions. They take the time to answer any questions you might have. They offer free blister packing. First National Pharmacy has a comprehensive vaccine program. RSV, COVID, and flu vaccines are now available. Support locally. First National Pharmacy, Lehighton, a good neighbor pharmacy.
Pick up the phone. Give Mark a call. 800-326-WLSH. 645-3123. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
All righty. everybody. It's 11:30. We're halfway through the show. Another half a show to go. Got Larry from Summit Hill on the line. Larry, how are you, buddy?
Okay, Mark, and how are you?
Good.
And good morning on this beautiful sunny day, Saturday.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Not bad. How about you, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. A lot of appointments lately, though, but my condolences go out to Sam Orange from Tamaqua of the Mud Flaps, who passed away just recently. You know, and they're a very good band, very good singer. And I wanted to also comment on the nice, beautiful turnout you had there Sunday at
the
Radical Wine.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, I couldn't make it down. I have my daughter's dog here, you know, and she hurt her arm, I guess, on the dike, but she's okay. And what else would I wanted to comment about? Earlier in the show you had a person who called from Barnesville or something talking about commercials.
Yes.
And, some of the commercials today, they're very fast, too. Before maybe you even want to scan something or write a number down, the commercial's finished, and they're very fast commercials today, you know. And everything seems to be with a commercial. You have a computer or a cell phone right in front of you.
Okay. See?
But anyway, what else was I going to say is just like some of these shows they show on TV, too, also. There's a show like Mando, going back to the commercial, Mando commercial. They show a guy with two arms there, goofy commercial. I don't know if you ever seen that one, did you?
I guess that's the one that Linda was talking about the stinky armpits.
Yeah, Linda from Barnesville, yeah. And so basically, just like you have a show on, and I don't really watch it at all, you have Naked and Afraid. I don't watch the show, but they show two people. It got to be at least 70, 80, 90 degrees, or whatever they're doing this filming at, I'm not sure. And basically, they show the people around rocks where you could get bit by a snake. I've seen a clip, a couple seconds, one of the ladies or girls, woman going into a little river where there could be, who knows, stepping on something that you could get hurt. That's a goofy show, in my opinion. But I just wanted to mention it, and mostly everything basically turned out good at the Radical Wine fundraiser there for your former wife, Rose. And what else? I don't know what else, Rick. What else could you tell me? I don't know what to talk about.
Well, I'm going to send you a thank you again for your monetary contribution and your supplies for the shelter. Again, thank you very much. I knew you couldn't make it, but you made the trip down here to the radio station before that, and Larry, I thank you for that, buddy.
Oh, yeah, Mark. I'm glad to help out in any way. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And don't know what else too much. I'm just listening to the show and see what other callers are talking about and things like that, and I figured I'd just call in and touch base.
Well, the weather's starting to get good. I should be seeing you on the steps of the mini-mart in Summit Hill pretty soon, you and your buddies.
Oh, yeah. I was down there this morning, yeah, because it's getting a little bit nicer weather, too.
Yep, I guess we'll be seeing you outside when I'm driving into the radio station.
Yeah, we were out there a little bit earlier, maybe about 8:30, but you were probably about 8:45, maybe, and you probably already passed.
I'm passing your way usually about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So, and pretty soon, you know, I'll be cutting the grass a little bit, too, little things like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, I noticed lately, under my porch, there's a bird's nest. And the sparrows and the blackbirds are sort of fighting to try to get in to make a nest there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm watching them now. And that's about it, Mark. And and I guess pretty soon I'll try to get down at the mine, too.
Okay.
For Labor Day. Probably you'll be down there, I guess, maybe not.
Yep. We already talked to the owner, Chris, and we're definitely, me, Poca Joe, we're all going to be there for Labor Day weekend.
Okay, Mark.
Yep.
Looking forward to that event.
All righty.
And I'm going to get, what else? I guess that's about it, Mark. I got my phone service restored a couple days ago.
Yeah, I hear it was out for a couple of days.
Yeah, in the area here, yeah. And then I seen on the news the other day they had outages across the states out west in reference to 911, but then they said it was a probably a technical problem with the fiber optic cables or something.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, then, Mark.
Okay, Larry. Good to have you, buddy.
Okay, Mark. Take care.
Have a great weekend, bud.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye now. All right, my good buddy Larry in Summit Hill, and Larry couldn't make it, but he did stop down the radio station, dropped off a very generous financial donation, and dropped off some paper towels and cat food. And Larry, thank you. Thank you very much. All righty. Open phone lines once again. Give me a call, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Yeah, I have people talking about these half-baked TV shows. And, you know, I won't watch. Thank goodness I still have my Three Stooges collection. And I'll record episodes of The Twilight Zone on my DVR. I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, forget about watching TV these days. It's the great wasteland. Terrible. I mean, the programming is terrible, and then the commercials inside the programming is terrible. And, you know, any business that thinks advertising on TV is the answer to get their business ahead in life should have their head examined. Seriously. They're advertising in programs that stink. Their commercials stink. Wake up. Wake up, America. Alrighty, ready to hear from you. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. I dug up a broadcast. Remember Walter Cronkite, anchor at CBS News for many, many, many years. Here is an Earth Day news report going back to the first Earth Day from 1970. Walter Cronkite.
A good part of the effort to make this Earth Day a success was concentrated, of course, in the major population and pollution centers. We have a report on several of the big cities, beginning with Robert Shackney in Boston.
It had been a small and, it seemed, a thoroughly peaceful, non-disruptive demonstration. Students finishing Earth Day with what they called a die-in at Boston's Logan Airport. Coffins to symbolize the problems of airport and airplane pollution.
In the name of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I command all persons here assembled immediately and peacefully to disperse.
It wasn't clear why the state police ordered the demonstrators out, but they were leaving when, for no visible reason, trouble. The police charging the crowd, seizing the coffins, pushing those who moved too slowly, and arresting 13. There had been talk in advance of crowds of thousands, of attempts to disrupt the airport, but that didn't happen. This crowd, just a few hundred, had seemed orderly and nonviolent. Earth Day in Logan Airport. Police arrests disorder. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Boston.
For 2 hours, fashionable Fifth Avenue was off limits to automobiles and became a crowded pedestrian mall. Autos were banned on busy 14th Street, too, and thousands of persons jammed into Union Square to attend an Earth Day rally. The square hadn't looked this clean in years, with volunteer help doing the sprucing up. It was a fun day for many school-age youngsters participating in their very first demonstration. There were dozens of exhibits, including this block-long air bubble, to prove how quiet it can be in a busy city. The two streets that were blocked off provided islands of quiet. The quality of the air improved, but you didn't have to go far to find Manhattan as it really is. Morton Dean, CBS News, New York.
Welcome, Sulfur Dioxide.
terms of air pollution, Chicago ranks close to the top nationally, which isn't much to sing about, but that they did at a mass rally in the Loop to mark Earth Day. Over 4,000 persons came to listen to the singing and the speeches, much less than what was expected. Among the recommendations to improve the environment, the establishment of pollution courts to quickly try offenders, and the elimination of the internal combustion engine, a suggestion no doubt aimed at purifying the city's often choking atmosphere. Mike Pappas, CBS News, Chicago.
Thousands of students demonstrated at colleges and universities throughout the West. At Caltech, while others did the talking, one toddler was doing his own bit to protect the environment. One of the talkers was Dr. James Bonner, a biologist.
When we look around our Earth and see the ability that man has shown to devastate our Earth, it makes one think that the whole world would be better off if man hadn't been invented.
Black balloons by the hundreds represented pollution of the land, sea, and air. The same symbolism at Stanford University, where the center of attraction was an ecology fair. One demonstration showed poisonous emissions from an automobile. Another exhibit urged useful recycling of waste products. And yet another called for population control. Several thousand Stanford students turned out to hear, among others, a television star whose sponsor sells detergents, Eddie Albert.
The information is, let's look at each other with respect and recognize that the gross national product is the love affair we've had with that is idiotic. That man is the important thing. And that this earth is the important thing. This tiny little ball has only got so much oxygen, so many acres of earth to live off of, so much water, so much metals that we need to survive. And if we louse it up, if we throw it into the sea, if we ruin it, we're dead.
Another speaker who vowed as a college girl never to bear children and who works now with Planned Parenthood, Stephanie Mills.
I think that it's terribly important for us to begin to involve ourselves in politics so that we can turn the system around. If we got together to dump Nixon, we might end up with nothing, but I think that may be worth a try. Obviously, this administration is being utterly hypocritical in its attempts to deal with environmental pollution. Obviously. $1 billion a year is what Walter Hickel is talking about spending cleaning up water pollution. Now, 80 times that is what we're spending to defoliate Southeast Asia and to incinerate Southeast Asians. This has got to come to a halt.
At UCLA, the crowd was thin. Those who were there heard a school teacher and her fourth graders sing about pollution.
And there's a little flashback for you. Courtesy of CBS News, Walter Cronkite. That's the first Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970. Over 50 years ago. 50 years ago. I was still about entering high school. Entering high school back then. How about you? Remember where you were back in 1970? 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574, our special Earth Day edition here at Cole Region Connections. So give me a call right now, share a thought, and it doesn't necessarily have to be on Earth Day. It could be on anything. I mean, we're talking about raunchy commercials today and raunchy TV shows today. We haven't found a cure for Dave DeCosmo's hay fever. He is struggling with hay fever right now, and he wants to know if anybody has a surefire thing that works to get rid of hay fever. And I guess if you're out cutting the grass, you put a mask on and stay in the house. Unfortunately, that's about all you could do unless you want to get on the meds. So have a box of puffs, have a box of Kleenex ready. That's about all you got to do when you're suffering from hay fever. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Going to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're tuned to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410, WLSH.
Everything you need to reopen your swimming pool is at Northeast Chemical and Supply of Lansford. Pool opening kits, liners, filters, pool sand, pumps and motors, solar covers, and full-strength pool chemicals, not reduced strength like you find at the big box stores. Need pool maintenance, repairs, or a new pool? Matt's Pool Service can help. Open weekdays until 5 and Saturdays until 1. Northeast Chemical and Supply, 800 East Birch Street at the east end of Lansford, right near the Family Dollar store.
For breakfast that is served all day, lunch, dinner, or a snack, check out the Beacon Diner Hometown and the Beacon 443 Diner in Lehighton. The Beacon Diner Hometown is open 7 days a week. The Beacon 443 Diner in Lehighton is closed on Tuesday. Stop in either Beacon location to satisfy your appetite.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Milder with times of clouds and sun and a bit breezy, high 63. Clear, starry, but cold night tonight. Potential for frost with a low dip into 33. Cooler tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds, high 51. More potential frost tomorrow night. Clear, low 36. Mostly sunny come Monday, warmer with a high 59. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
Remember, recall and reminisce. You simply will not find another show like this. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
You know, just a little reminder with that weather forecast, you know, even though the calendar says April and the calendar says spring, doesn't mean that we're immune from freezing temperatures. And that's why they say, you know, there's certain things you don't want to plant this early, and that's the reason why, you know, some areas, and it's usually the colder valleys. You know, if you're up on a hill and there's a little bit of a breeze, your temperatures don't go down as much, but if you're down in a valley, doesn't see a lot of wind down there, they're the ones that usually could see a little frost in the morning. So there is a chance of that in some areas overnight tonight and tomorrow, you know, so for the next 2 days. And then I think we should see a little bit of a warming trend after that. All righty. We're here at Coal Region Connections. We're all about memories. And I'm ready to hear from you. So give me a call right now, especially if you haven't called for a while. You know, we have a nice family here at Coal Region Connections. People call in on a regular basis. But maybe if you haven't called for several weeks or maybe it's several months, we'd like to hear from you. Just to let us know that you're in good shape. A lot of people worry, especially if they don't hear from you for a while. And often I get caught, whether I'm at the store or on the street or whatever, people say, hey, Mark, you know, I haven't heard so-and-so on your show lately. Have you heard anything? Are they okay? And very often, I don't have an answer for them. I don't have an answer. So, again, you know, we like to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi here at Coal Region Connections. Like I said, we have a great family. A very supportive family. That's one thing I could say about our audience. Very supportive family. So give me a call right now. I've opened phone lines 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. We're all about memories. We're all about memories. I'll tell you what. You talk about the good old days, and one thing, they claim inflation is slowly getting under control. I don't see it happening. Going to the grocery stores and prices just keep going up. They're not going down. They're going up. I mean, I have a basic grocery list. And I don't care where I go, whether it's Giant or Redders or whatever. It's $100. It's $100 and I don't even have a full cart. So, you know, things are not getting any easier. Not getting any easier, and the prices are not go down. And there are certain things I'm just going to say, hey, I'm not going to buy it anymore. I mean, Jell-O, I think, has more than tripled in price over the last 2 years. Unless you're going to buy a generic version of Jell-O gelatin, you're going to buy a generic version. You know, it's a buck something up for a little bucks. You know, that was always a favorite snack of mine. Boy, Rose would make me, you know, two things of Jell-O, and I'd go through. That's my little snack during the week. I'll buy the generic version that's still under a buck, but I'll be darned. I'm not going to pay $1.30, $1.40, $1.50, sometimes even more, for a box of Jell-O. It's crazy. It's crazy. And we have right now the great chocolate shortage. You see where chocolate prices are right now? You want to go out and buy some Hershey Kisses? Good luck. Get ready to take out a second mortgage. It's expensive out there. And so you got to be a wise shopper when you're going out. I mean, yeah, they don't have the newspaper coupons like they used to have. I used to get those. You used to have five or six coupon books every Sunday. Not anymore. It seems like everything's going digital. So don't be afraid. If you're going shopping and you do have access to a computer or a pad or something like that, go and check out their online specials, coupon specials. There's specials for, I know, a Giant for gas points that you buy during the week, and they change every week. That'll give you some extra gas points. I mean, because I'm in Lehighton and Giant is on my way home, you know, I'll do a majority of my shopping there. But once or twice a month, I'll hit Redner's after work here at the radio station. But Giant has the gas points. I know Redner's does too, but it's more convenient for me to use the Giant points. And, you know, for me to get a buck off a gallon is not unusual. Now, I used to give all my points to Rose. So whenever she was going out driving around, didn't do a ton of driving, but once a month, I'd have at least a dollar off for her to get her gas, fill up her car. And so now I'm doing that. I'm doing that. You know, I'll take a buck off. And again, if you're a wise shopper and you go online and check out their specials, check out the coupons. Be a coupon cutter, only it's digital right now. They kind of save it to your card. And you'd be surprised. You know, even with the $20, $30 off, I'm still paying $100, but maybe I'm not paying $130 or $140. So you got to do what you have to do these days to save a buck. And it starts with you. It starts with you. 8 minutes now before high noon. I have open phone lines. Kind of a sluggish day today, but I guess we can blame it a little bit on the weather. A lot of people are out bouncing around. A lot of things to do, a lot of things to see. Especially if you didn't have a lot of good weather. Maybe you're out in the yard for the first time. Maybe you're getting your first grass cut in for the season. And maybe you're struggling like Dave DeCosmo with hay fever. So for the folks that are listening in today, good to have you aboard. We're doing our Earth Day edition. But again, you could call in with anything that's on your mind. So if you have something to share, a thought, a memory, maybe there's a special request for a song or a commercial or a TV show opening and closing, give me a call. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. All right, another movie trailer. And this was, in a way, kind of inspired by the movie that I played earlier, The Day the Earth Stood Still from 1951. Here is War of the Satellites, 1958, a Roger Corman film. And again, similar premise, alien going to come to Earth because we're not behaving ourselves. But here you go, War of the Satellites.
There it is, the barrier. All those men in that satellite will die.
And yet you propose to follow this 10th failure with another attempt, using more of your volunteers?
The future come to life today. The fantastic story of Project Sigma. Earth's first manned satellite for the invasion of outer space. Monstrous space rockets propelled at the speed of light through the solar system and the galaxies, joining in the cosmos to travel to worlds beyond. War of the Satellites. From unseen, unknown planets comes a warning of horror that the United Nations cannot ignore.
We are obviously in the grip of a force stronger than we can oppose.
The invasion of Earth by a race of supermen from outer space, possessing the weird power of duplicating themselves indefinitely. Creatures taking on human form, yet impervious to any destructive force known to man.
Look out!
The terrors of space travel. The first death and burial in the cosmic void, millions of miles away. An insidious enemy on board, trying to stop man from reaching beyond the limits of our own solar system.
Sigma barrier dead ahead. Crash emergency. All hands secure for blast.
The Satellites, boy, they had some great sci-fi movies back in the 1950s. And again, here's an alien coming to Earth because we're misbehaving. He's going to end it all for us. All right, got Larry from Jim Thorpe on the line. Larry, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Mark. Doing good today. How about yourself?
Good, buddy. Good. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to comment about Rose's memorial last Sunday. My wife and I went. It was a good time. You really had a crowd there early on. It was pretty jammed and, you know, good food. Got to meet a few folks. Got to meet Roadkill and his wife, which was interesting. And who else? I also met was his name Kirk? He was a magistrate.
Captain Kirk. Yes.
Yeah, was that him?
Captain Kirk.
Nice guy, super guy, and his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
We talked a good 20 minutes, and, you know, Polka Joe was there and talked to him a little bit. Kimmy, I couldn't think of your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law, yes, so, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I told her, I said, I got to learn more about bingo, because we want to maybe do that with the fire department, and I said, I don't even know how to spell bingo, so maybe you could help me out. So she's going to give me a call to help me out.
there you go.
But anyway, yeah, it was a good time. I don't know. I hope that you liked it. I enjoyed it.
I was very pleased. And again, I even told my son after it was all over, I says, when it's my time to go, I want to do the same thing. You know, cremation, celebration of life to benefit the Friends of Animals. So whenever I go, I let my people know that's what I want to do.
Yeah, you know, you got to pre-plan, right?
Yep. You know, you keep a memory alive, and I want to say, you know, it was a nice, you know, Rose was active with the Friends of Animals, helping her sister-in-law Kimmy out, and, you know, it was a very nice tribute, very nice turnout. I thank, again, everybody that showed up, and even the people that didn't show up that sent contributions afterwards. I mean, I thank everybody for that. It was a great time. It was a great time.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were there, I don't know, maybe around 2 o'clock, but how many other Coal Region Connections folks were there?
Oh, I can't even think of all of them. A lot of people that showed up and, you know, not only came to see me, but they heard Polka Joe was there, and they just came to see Polka Joe. You know, there was a lot of people, a lot of listeners, and I couldn't even begin to start. I mean, Bob from Drums. Bob came all the way down from Drums. He was the one that, you know, if Lorraine needs a ride to one of our events, he's always there to help her out with a ride. But Bob from Drums came down, so it was really nice. The turnout of people that showed up, came over, it was nice. It was really nice.
Yeah, no, it was good. And you know something? It's interesting because, like, Captain Kirk there, I didn't know that guy from Adam. We just started talking. And you know what? It's funny. Some people you talk to, and it's almost like you've known them your whole life, you know? You just get that feeling from them, you know? Really, really cool. And, you know, Roadkill, I happened to meet his wife just the other day. There was a Carbon County breakfast, and I was there at the breakfast, and I ran into her. So it's funny how I met her on Sunday, and then a few days later, run into her again. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good turnout. You know, staff here at the radio station, we had a very good turnout of people. People from my job at BHA, you know, a very good turnout there. So, yeah, I was just, overall, I was pleased. Kimmy, she said the number of people from the courthouse that were stopping by that she's affiliated with on a day-to-day basis. So, again, a wonderful tribute. I mean, we had some nice pictures, you know, a nice collage of pictures with Rose down through the years. People love the urn that she had her remains in with the Cardinals on there. A very beautiful urn that her daughter Denise got. So it was a great event. I'll tell you what, Larry, it was a great event. And I'll tell you what, it just made up my mind that when it's my time, I don't want to be in a funeral parlor with everybody wearing suits, with sad faces, marching by a casket. And I says, then and there, I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I am going to do a celebration of life, exactly what we did for Rose.
Yeah, and you know what was nice, too? They played, the DJ played some of her favorite songs, which, you know, to me, you know, music, you know, it's kind of personal, but when you hear songs that somebody really liked,
yep,
that really means something.
And it was special, and I'm glad they did that. I mean, again, I have to thank Kimmy. You know, she was able to get some of that stuff in there, and the fact that the DJs, they spent the afternoon, and they donated everything, you know, donated their pay. To the Friends of Animals, and that was really great.
Wow.
DJ Star Tracks. So if anybody's looking for that, I thought they did a wonderful job with the music. So, you know, it was great. You know, the radio station was there doing live a broadcast on WMGH and WLSH. We're doing updates and reports. So it was great. It was great. The Radical Wine people were great with us. I mean, they were busy in there. It didn't start settling down, Larry, till after 2:30. You know, then it was like a manageable crowd, but before that, it was like gangbusters.
I know. You could hardly park there. It was just jammed.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that were actually waiting to get in until a parking place opened.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I was going to ask? They had these things at the tables, okay? Now, I'm going to show my ignorance about wine drinking. And they had like a bunch of little glasses, like maybe five little glasses on this metal
perch. Yeah.
And, my wife said, what is that? I said, I don't know. It kind of looks like little votive candles or something. I don't know what they are. But was that like wine samples or something?
Yeah, I think they call that a flight. I think there's usually like five different wines that you get to sample. And I don't know what the charge is, but people will bring them over and, you know, they'll sample them. And then later on they say, you know, I like number three. And they'll go over and they'll take a bottle or two home with them. So that's the idea. I think they call that wine flights.
Okay. All right. Well, next time I go, I'll know what it is then.
My late wife had a favorite there. I think they called it Bay Breeze. And don't ask me what's in it. You know, it was a potent drink because whenever Rose went there on a Sunday with her friends, it was either me or Kimmy. You know, one of us took her there and one of us brought her back, or Kimmy's husband, Steven. So one of us, you know, she always had a designated driver. She could do whatever she wanted to for her 4 hours there on a Sunday, and she didn't have to worry about a ride going or coming.
Yeah.
I know her favorite was called a Babe. Don't ask me what's in it, but that was her favorite drink. Yep.
So they didn't have Oilo there, I take it, right?
No, I don't think that's on their list at Radical Wine Company. I mean, you're still going to have to go to a Lithuanian bar here in the coal regions if you're going to want to have Boilo.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, Mark, it was a good time, and thanks for putting that together.
Oh, hey, listen, I got to thank my sister-in-law, Kimmy, did a yeoman's job. She had a lot of friends that helped her out. And again, my contribution was very small. So, like I said, I was there, did a lot of schmoozing that day, you know, a lot of, call it glad handing, a lot of shaking hands. But, I mean, her and Steven and her friends really did a wonderful job to bring that whole thing together. Rose's family as well that were there. Yeah, they did a great job. All right, bud. Hey, good. I'm glad to see you there that day, and thank you for coming, and thank you for the kind wishes.
Okay, Mark, have a good day.
Okay, we'll see you, Larry. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, Larry for Jim Thorpe. thank you for coming last week. And I'm going to do a quick break and another caller coming up after this.
AM 1410, WLSH, Lansford, Lehighton, Hazleton, the station you grew up with.
It's 1204.
Well, Oscar Otto, the loquacious limousine, and in top form.
Sure, Arlo, and it's because I am equipped with an Autolite electrical system.
Ah, then you must have an Autolite starting motor, generator, battery, coil distributor, and a set of Autolite spark plugs, plus all the other important parts that go to make up the complete Autolite electrical system used as original equipment on many leading makes of our finest cars, trucks, and tractors.
Oh, you bet I do, Arlo.
That means every unit and component part of your Autolite electrical system is related by Autolite engineering design and manufacturing skill to give the smoothest performance money can buy.
That's why my owner always insists on Autolite original factory parts.
And friends, you'll find it pays to insist on Autolite original factory parts for your Autolite equipped car. Because from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
We now return to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410, WLSH.
And we got Eddie from Tamaqua. He's back. Hey, Eddie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mark. I don't want to be a pest, buddy, but, yeah, you were talking about prices, food prices and everything. Do you remember when the virus came around? Married couples, I think they got $4,200, everybody in this country. Well, I got $3,200 because I'm single, you know. But they gave over a trillion dollars out to the American people, buddy. And they're getting that money back. You know it. That's why the prices are so high. they know what they're doing, buddy. Yeah. And you know what this country uses a day in gasoline? 20.2 million gallons a day in gasoline. Ain't that something?
Well, a lot of cars out there, buddy.
I know. But they're getting all the money back, Mark. They're getting it back slowly.
Who's getting it back?
Yeah. They're getting it back, they gave to the people.
Who's getting it back?
The government.
What do you mean?
The taxes. Yeah, the government's getting it back. I have a buddy of mine lives down the street from me. Well, he worked up at Shepton for a Job Johnny Corporation, and he runs up there to Giants and Weese's and everything to save 20 cents on a pound of lunch meat and four peppers for a dollar, you know, and stuff. And he takes me to Boyer's, and he's walking around in there like a one-eyed Jack. I said, why don't you get your stuff down here? He said, it's cheaper at Walmart's. And he runs up to Walmart's for an 89 cents of stale bread and a quart of milk. You know what I mean? You're not saving nothing, Mark.
How do you know it's stale?
He told me that. It's not Mayer's or Stroman's. It's their own brand. You know what I mean? Like Boyer's has it. Mrs. B's makes it. And after it gets 2-3 days over the date, they reduce the price on it. Yeah, not name brands now. It's their own brand or whoever makes it for them.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your feedback, buddy.
He says he likes it. He likes it because when he makes toast, it falls apart.
All right.
Bread that you toast will fall apart.
Okay, buddy. Well, we thank you for the call.
Hey, one more, Mark.
What?
You believe there was a man on the moon?
What?
You believe there was a man on the moon in 1969?
Yeah, why?
Well, I want to tell you, the moon rocks they brought back were proven they were fake.
All right.
And how come the flag, when it was standing by the American flag and it was waving, if there's no air up there?
All right.
You know where the moon buggy is?
Where's the moon buggy?
In Warner Brothers' studio in the cellar.
All righty. Well, I heard that one before. All right, Eddie. We thank you, buddy.
I hate to bust you, but I have to leave it out. You know, I mean, it's,
all right. Well,
it's a circus out here. It is. The whole world.
Call that a guy. Call the guy who's on overnight with all the conspiracy theories. What's his name? Call that guy. All right, buddy. We'll see you. All righty. Well, there's one every week. We got one. There you go. It's 12:10. Now that we survived that call and the moon rocks and the fake moon laving, everything's fake in this world. So what are you going to do? 12:10. Hey, I'm ready to hear from you. Give me a call right now. Share a thought. Share a memory. Ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Yeah, I think there's some guy, isn't America Up All Night or whatever? And he, what was it, Midnight to Six or something like that? And he has all these conspiracy theories on there. I'd rather be watching Hogan's Hero reruns overnight. More entertaining. Great movie last night. Even my daughter was into it. I was surprised. The Great Escape. One of my favorite movies from the 1960s. I remember seeing that in the Angela Theater. The Great Escape. Boy, an all-star cast. Based on a true story. It was on Turner Classic Movies. And I'll tell you what, I'd be lost if I didn't have Turner Classic Movies at home. We have Jim from Tresco on the line. Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Okay.
I wanted to say, first of all, you mentioned Hogan's Heroes, and I have a little piece of trivia for you. If you watch Hogan's Heroes at all, there was an actress named Louise Troy. She was in a couple episodes. In the one episode, she was a baroness they helped fly out in a plane. In another episode, she was like an Axis Annie. And the significance of Louise Troy, she was married.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
You're cutting out on me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm moving. can you hear me now?
Barely. You're cutting in and out. Are you on a cell phone or what?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out.
All right. I wanted to tell you, if you go shopping, and you get those bags that you tear open and they can reseal, okay?
Okay.
You stole it? Are you still there?
Okay.
All right, you get those bags, save them, because they're great for throwing away food waste. You can seal them and they don't leak or smell.
Okay.
All right, I just wanted to mention that you were talking about shopping. So if you're out shopping for something and you get one of those bags, you know, if you're going to buy something, buy it in those bags. It'll come in handy later.
All righty. Sounds good. You're cutting out again. Jim, thanks for the call today.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye now. All righty. Usually when I'm done, you know, or the deli meats and cheeses come in that, you know, little resealable bag. And let's say I just finished up a pound of cheese. And maybe I have some leftover food waste. Yeah, I'll throw it in that bag and seal it. You know, no problem at all. Let's say I get done eating a hoagie and got onions on there, leftover onions. I'm not a big onion person. All right, put the onions in that old resealable bag and away we go. Away we go. All righty. Ready to hear from you. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Let's do a commercial break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Let's talk more about our beloved coal region after these words from the fine businesses who helped make this trip back down memory lane possible. Coal Region Connections will be right back on AM 1410 WLSH.
A Tamaqua staple since 1946. It's Schaefer's Pharmacy at 408 East Broad Street. Proud to serve Tamaqua and the surrounding area. They offer competitive prices and personal service. They make prescription transfers easy. If you would like to use the drive-thru service, call ahead to make sure your script is ready and drive-through friendly. And they still deliver to Tamaqua. Like them on Facebook or check out SchaeferFarm.com. Schaefer's Pharmacy, a good neighbor pharmacy, locally owned, locally loved, at 408 East Broad Street, Tamaqua.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Milder with times of clouds and sun and a bit breezy, high 63. Clear, starry, but cold night tonight. Potential for frost with a low dip into 33. Cooler tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds, high 51. More potential frost tomorrow night. Clear, low 36. Mostly sunny come Monday, warmer with a high 59. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
What's gone into them?
They're all worked up today.
We found something extraordinary. Extraordinary and disturbing, that is. You recall what you said about how polar melting might disrupt the North Atlantic current?
Yes.
Well, I think it's happening.
Folks, we've hit some unusual turbulence. We've encountered a cloud layer that's abnormally high.
You all right?
Please remain.
He's afraid of flying.
The government has to start making long-term preparations now.
Jack, all you have is a theory.
It's been raining like this for 3 days now.
Mr. Vice President, if we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
I'm afraid that time has come and gone, my friend.
What can we do?
Save as many as you can.
The storm is just going to get worse.
What should we do?
I will come for you. Do you understand me?
The Day After Tomorrow. That's one of the few movies I've seen in a movie theater. That one in Titanic. But The Day After Tomorrow, 2004. Another one of those end-of-the-world scenarios brought on. That one was by climate change. So that's where we shifted the narrative a little bit to climate change in 2004. Gosh, 20 years old, that movie. Been seeing a lot of it lately because it is 20 years old this year, that movie. It's been on TV a lot. All righty, I'm ready to hear from you. Our little Earth Day segments. You know, we'll talk about Earth Day. It's coming up on Monday. So we're doing some things that kind of touch on Earth Day. If there's something that I haven't touched on yet, give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. You know, Linda before was talking about the commercials and the two new ones that are out there. I can't even think of the name, but, you know, he's supposed to dab this cream underneath your armpits to take care of the stinky armpits. And it got me to thinking, like, I'm having surgery coming up in about a month. I have surgery coming up. And the hoops you got to jump through for an elective surgery. All right, how to get a chest x-ray. I mean, what do I need a chest x-ray for? All right, so I had that done. I got to have an EKG done. That's going to be coming up in about a week and a half. I got to have to go for blood work this week. And then a week before, then I'm supposed to stick this stuff up my nose twice a day so that I don't have MRSA, all right? And then I got to go and wash my leg with some kind of antiseptic a week before. Like, come on. Don't they put enough of that stuff on when you're in the OR? And again, I call this the Great American Health Scam. How can we jack up your health cost, your health care cost? And I'm just having a knee replacement. I mean, most cases you have a knee replacement. You're in and out in a day. All right. My surgeon's going to keep me overnight just to make sure everything is good. But for goodness gracious, you have all these things. And then you wonder why your health care premiums, your Medicare co-pays, and all that stuff is going up. What the heck is the other thing? Oh, well, I knew I was going to have therapy after the knee replacement. But when I was there last week, they had me going over, and they said, oh, we're going to, when do you want to get scheduled for the week of the 5th? I says, week of the 5th, you mean June? I said, oh, no, May. I says, what are you going to do in May? Oh, we're going to have pre-operative therapy. I says, come on. You know, I could see therapy after the surgery, but pre-operative things, you know, there are certain exercises I know I can do, but I can't with my knee. My knee is so far gone. You know, I tried that route 3 months ago. You know, the one sports medicine doctor said, well, let's try this, see if it helps. I went to 2 sessions, and it made my pain worse. And they were going to start that all over again. I said, no, I'm not doing it. And then the girl says, well, you know, sometimes if you don't do it, the insurance company, they're not going to look kindly. I said, why wouldn't they look kindly? They're not going to have to pay for the darn thing. I mean, my copay is $40, and their part is probably $140. So why would they object to me not doing this elective physical therapy? So, again, I call this, as I get older, I'm seeing more and more of this. I call it the Great American Healthcare Scam. What can we do to get more money out of these people? What can we do to get more money? And we heard before, you know, Linda talking about the doctor suggested she go on a certain medication. And she said, no, look at all the contraindications. She didn't want it. So, believe me, when you're going for things, and I keep telling people, you got to be your best advocate. You know, just because they go and say they got to do it, at least question why, and then you make a decision. Don't just say, well, here, we're going to schedule you, and we're going to do this, or you're going to do that. At least question it. At least question it. You know, I've learned to do that, and I recommend everybody. Question everything. Be your own best advocate. I have open phone lines here at Coleridge Connections. I'm ready to hear from you. Share a thought. Share a memory. Ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. I had a little, during the break, Mark, give a little plug. I didn't get anything here at the station about it, but apparently in Summit Hill, there's a little thing going on. A mason jar, some kind of a celebration at the Summit Hill Heritage Center. And it's going on right now until 3 o'clock today. So if you're in Summit Hill by the Summit Hill Heritage Center, there is a little activity going on there. Mason jar. I guess there's some music there and something to do with mason jars. And again, nobody dropped in anything here at the radio station, so don't know much about that. But I'll try to give them a little plug anywhere. That's at the Summit Hill Heritage Center. Some kind of a mason jar music thing going on. All righty, it's 11:23. I have open phone lines. Give me a call right now. Share a thought. Share a memory. Ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. And I got to send a big hello out to the Horn Tooters Club. Boy, a lot of them. I could hear them passing by. I had the door open a crack, and I'm able to hear the outside cars driving by. And a lot of horns tooting today. And you could become a member of the Horn Tooters Club here at WLSH. Don't cost you anything. And all you have to do is whenever you drive by the radio station, morning, noon, night, whenever, toot your horn. Toot your horn at the radio station. That's an old tradition we had here at WLSH. When the station first went on the air in the 1950s, it carried over into the 1960s. And then, like AM radio, it started to die out in the 70s. Well, I brought it back. The Horn Tooters Club here at WLSH. And the whole idea was back in the day, everything was live at the radio station. Live DJs from sunup to sundown when we were on the air. Live DJs were here all day. And so they'd be doing a lot of talking, like I'm doing right now on a Saturday morning. Well, people driving by the radio stations would toot their horn just to see if they could hear their horn toot on the radio, on their car radio. So that's where this whole thing started, the Horn Tooters Club, back in the 1950s. And then it all but disappeared in the 80s and the 90s, the early 2000s. Well, I brought it back in the 2020s. I brought it back, the Horn Tooters Club. So whenever you drive by WLSH, remember you heard it from Mark. Toot your horn. Toot your horn. And as a member of the Horn Tooters Club, you know what you're doing? You're showing the support for AM radio, stations like WLSH. You know, there's fewer and fewer AM stations on the air. I mean, there's a lot of them just around here that went off the air. WYNS in Lehigh, gone. WMBT in Shenandoah, gone. WPAM Pottsville, gone. There was one out in Lincoln's, I believe, at one time. That one's gone. So a lot of AM stations have bitten the dust down through the years. We're trying to keep things going here at WLSH. And again, it's programs like The Dutch Trader and Coal Region Connections and Andrew with his music show on Sunday, all that jazz. So it's programs like that, Rock with his show on a Friday. So, you know, it's special programming like that. And if there's anything special that you'd like to hear, maybe there's something that you're not hearing right now and you'd like to hear, drop us a line. Drop us a line, drop us a card, drop us a letter, go to our website, send us an email, whatever the case may be. Always looking for new and different things. I was talking to the owner, we had a little meeting, and they're talking about maybe doing a sports talk show again. And what I suggested was, well, don't do a national sports talk show. You got enough of that on TV. Do a local sports talk show. And focus on high school sports, local colleges, you know, things that are coal region. I think something like that would go. We did it years ago. Lenny Lutz, the late Lenny Lutz, used to host a show. We used to have Gridiron Guesses years ago. So if there's an interest in something like that, let us know. Let us know. I think it would be a great addition here to WLSH, doing some local sports once again. And, you know, you don't have a ton of local sports in the summer outside of Little Leagues, but, hey, heading into the football season, you know, that's when sports really kicks in again. So let us know. Let us know. Is there anything else that we could do better here at WLSH? Let us know. Again, Polka Joe, I can't say this enough about Polka Joe's 50th anniversary. I got to keep beating the drum for him because we want to sell these tickets. We want to have an overwhelming response, 400 tickets for Polka Joe's 50th anniversary. Polka's on the radio. Sunday, May 26th, Lakeside Ballroom. It's Memorial Day weekend. Again, Polka Joe is going to do his polka show live from 10 till 1. After that, live polka music with the Pennsylvania Villagers. That's 1 till 3. And then 4 till 7, Jimmy Sturr. Nationally recognized polka band, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra, 4 till 7. So, hey, if you're into polkas and you love Polka Joe, you've been following him for decades, we'd love to see you there at Lakeside Ballroom. Tickets are going fast. We're almost at the halfway mark, 50% sold. So, I don't expect to have tickets available at the door. They're $20 in advance. Where can you go on a Sunday? You got Polka Joe doing his show. You have two polka bands for $20. $20. I mean, the radio station is not out to get rich with this. This is just something to show our appreciation for Polka Joe, and we want to make it affordable for everybody. So, again, tickets here at the radio station, regular business hours Monday through Friday. They're going to have it at Polka Joe's remote tomorrow. He's going to be on the road live at Kellner's Dam. So they're going to have tickets there, so you can get your tickets there. Lakeside Ballroom in Barnesville has tickets. Grand Central Home Furnishings in Hazleton. Hess Catering in Schuylkill Haven. Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales, Pottsville. Mark Supply Company in Shenandoah. Off the Charts Music School in Palmerton. Queen's Nutritional Products in Allentown. Schaefer's Pharmacy in Tamaqua, Soundcheck Records in Jim Thorpe, Hiles Brothers Plumbing Heating in Summit Hill. They all have tickets for Polka Joe's Extravaganza. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till the week before, 2 weeks before. Get them this week. If you're at Kellner's down tomorrow, get them tomorrow. Even if you're not sure whether you're going, get them. If you're not going, you can always sell them off to somebody else last minute. So there you go. There you go. Polka Joe, congratulations. 50 years of polka on the radio. I was talking with Polka Joe, and I'm trying to find out. He could very well be the longest-running polka DJ here in Pennsylvania. I haven't heard anybody else to step up, but he could very well be the longest-running polka show, 50 years on the radio, continuous. So, Polka Joe, congratulations on a milestone. Let's do a commercial break, and during the break, give me a call. I'm ready to hear from you, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Half hour to go. More to come right after this.
We'll recall, remember, and reminisce some more as Coal Region Connections continues in just a moment on AM 1410 WLSH. Sidetrack Tap Room in Tamaqua is selling pies. Specialty pies available during the month of April are Wet Bottom Shoe Fly, Lemon Cheesecake, and Orange Creamsicle, $10 each. Order deadline is Monday, April 22nd, and pickup at Sidetrack Tap Room is Thursday, April 25th. Call for specials and place your orders with Londie at 570-668-4005. Sidetrack Tap Room, your place for all the game time action and pies. 315 North Railroad Street, Tamaqua. Life is short. Eat dessert first.
Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
Alrighty, and let's see. Another movie trailer, 1961. And again, this is another one of those movies made in Great Britain, but you don't see it. It's a sci-fi movie that you just don't see on TV. With all the retro channels out there, so here's another memory I'm going to bring back for many of you. This is a movie called The Day the Earth Caught Fire.
The time is now 10:51. 9 minutes before countdown. 9 minutes.
9 minutes before countdown. 9 minutes while the world waits and wonders. Share, if you dare, the unbearable suspense of men and women who have never in their lives faced greater peril. The day the earth caught fire will burn itself into your memory. Is it fiction or is it fact?
What's the nutation of the earth?
Nutation? Well, it's a slight oscillation on the earth's axis caused by the pull of the sun and the moon.
It's
on
changed.
The equator. You see, there's a slight bulge on the...
There's also an item here about axis rotation. There's been an 11 degree variation, whatever that may mean.
They've shifted the tilt of the earth. The stupid, crazy, irresponsible bunglers. They've finally done it.
From the presses of Fleet Street, today's headlines blaze into tomorrow's history. And here are the people who report the most sensational story a newspaper has ever had to print. A story that might be the last it ever prints. These are the people caught in the most explosive threat ever to face the world. Jeannie, the girl on the government switchboard. And Stenning, one-time ace reporter, striving to make a comeback in life and love.
You happen to walk in at the end of a Black Monday.
Well, what about a foggy Sunday?
Oh, come on now, Pete. We're too old to
stop. I'm not too old.
Look, I said you could use the phone,
oh,
and that's all.
Come on now, Jeannie. What do you want? The slow build-up? Hot hands at the movies? Knee troubles and a coffee bar?
This is McGuire, the science editor who unearths the deadly facts.
What the hell kind of fog only comes up to the fourth floor?
God knows better than to come up here. This place is like the anteroom to hell.
It's really chaos at London Airport, Mr. McGuire.
It usually is.
Question is, how do we get home tonight?
Yes, I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Countdown must have started by now.
Drink up, then. Here's how.
22. 21.
To the luck of the human race.
The day the earth caught fire fearlessly tackles a ferocious subject. It will seize your imagination, stretch your nerves with suspense more compelling than any you have known in a cinema before.
4, 3, 2, 1.
the Earth caught fire, 1961. And I guess the idea around that is, I guess the superpowers set off these A-bombs at the same time. And it shifted the tilt of the Earth and disaster. So it's kind of like an early version of The Day After Tomorrow. That came out in the 2000s, 2004. So this was kind of like the 1961 British version. All righty, it's 1235. And I've opened phone lines. So right now, give me a call. I want to hear from you. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. We're all about memories. We're here until 1 o'clock today, and I have open phone lines. I don't want to do all the talking. It's been a great show. We've had a lot of great Earth Day stuff. You know, I think I picked a nice representative sampling for Earth Day. But if there's something you didn't hear, maybe there's a movie trailer that strikes a chord with you as far as Earth Day, I'll see if I could find it here. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Boy, it's great to see the sun out there. I think I'm definitely, when I leave here, I'm going to go home and I'm going to get those statuaries out. I'll get Jolene to go out with me and put them in the wheelbarrow and get them out there. I think we're going to be ready to go, and today is the day to do it. I thought we were going to see rain today, but so far I see sunny skies out there, so we'll take it. On the line, let's see, our next caller is going to be Nancy from Summit Hill. Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Hi, Mark. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Hey, again, I want to say nice event last week. We were at it. We got to talk to you a little bit. And
yes.
It was just a nice afternoon. So good job on that. Good job.
Thank you for coming. It was great to see you, Nancy.
And today I just wanted a shout-out to you. We just were up at the Heritage Center in Summit Hill, and they're having a mason jar event going on, and then the Historical Society is open. So we went over to the Historical Society, and there were some Panther Valley yearbooks there. And we happened to pull out 1972, and guess whose face we saw all over 1972 yearbook?
Who was that?
You, of course.
Oh, in the 72 yearbook.
Yeah, it was a 1972 yearbook, and you were every page I'm turning, I'm saying, Eddie, there's Mark.
It could be. I mean, I have one at home. Now you're going to have me go and look at it. I didn't think I was in there that much. I mean, 73, that was the year I graduated, but 72,
yeah,
really?
It was 72, and yeah, I don't know if they had a 73, but this was a 72. Because I wasn't quite in high school yet. I would have been the following year. But, yeah, 72. And I started from the back. And there were a lot of pictures of you. So I thought,
really?
Oh, my gosh. Because we had just been listening to you on the radio before we got there. So I'm like, oh, I've got to call him and tell him and his fans that he was quite active in high school. And he's all over.
Well,
he is all over the yearbook.
I thank you for telling me. Now you're going to have me going home this weekend and digging it up from my archives. I know I have it in my office. I'm going to have to go and dig up my 1972. I would have been a junior that year.
Yeah, okay.
Would have been a junior.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you were in the AV club, and was it basketball manager maybe?
Okay, yeah.
Other things, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, you're all over, so good for you. So if you want to have a nice time, go dig it out and check it all out.
Well,
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed going through it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Nancy. And again, thank you for coming last weekend. And again, when they asked me before, do you know all the listeners that were there? I said, no, I don't. There were so many. I mean, I couldn't even begin to single them out. But thank you for showing up last week.
It was very crowded. I was very impressed with the crowd. I got to see a lot of people that I had seen for a while, so that was nice, too. But it was very impressive. Very impressive. So,
now,
to you and to whoever helped you.
While I have you here, Nancy, and again, I didn't have any information about the mason jar. Just tell us, what did you see up there? What's going on? Is it to benefit anybody? Do you know anything about what's going on at the Heritage Center today?
I think it is to actually benefit the Heritage Center itself to keep it going.
Okay.
That I'm not positive about, but they have a lot of they're not baskets. Everything is in mason jars.
Okay.
Has a mason jar theme to it. And then they have a 50-50. They also have some other larger prizes. There's a quilt, too. It's a really pretty quilt. They have food for sale. There's entertainment. They have a band going. And then you've got the Historical Society on the other side of the building. So it's a nice afternoon out if you want to get out and do something.
Oh,
yeah, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it.
And they just have some nice weather to show up there. So that is great.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I was there, I was over on the Historical Society, and my former chemistry teacher, John Gunzer, was giving a presentation.
Awesome. Yes, I had him, too. He'd love him. I'm on Facebook with him, so I'd love to keep up with him. Good guy, Mr. Gunzer was.
And you were in his chemistry, you remember his chemistry class?
I was in his chemistry class, yes, I was, when I was, junior, maybe?
Okay.
Sophomore or junior, had chemistry, yep.
I mean,
what I
liked about his class, Nancy, it was like 75% chemistry, but it was also 25% local history. He was telling you about the Molly Maguires and the Asa Packer Mansion. And, you know, thanks to him, I have a fondness for local history. And that's where it all started, with him.
Right.
So,
and he kept things alive. That's how he kept things alive. And people, did grow to love all that.
Yep. I mean, it's been a while. I think I've seen him after that presentation at the Heritage Center. He had a nice historical talk. I think it was about collectibles and old bottles and things, and he was trying to identify some local memorabilia for people, and they were bringing their stuff in. But it was really nice. It was really nice. But great guy.
Yeah,
great,
he was a great guy.
Great guy and a great teacher.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And his picture was in that yearbook, too. I was just loving going through that. Oh, it's so good. So nice. A lot of memories.
Well,
I wasn't quite there yet. I had most of those teachers, so because I was just a few years behind. It was fun. It was a nice afternoon, or early afternoon, I guess, late morning afternoon, but it was fun. So I think the event is going on for a couple more hours yet.
Somebody gave me a note here. It's going on till 3 o'clock.
Oh, there we go.
So
great.
It's going on till 3, and, you know, everybody says something's going to end right at 3, like our celebration of life for Rose, supposed to end at 4, and, you know, I still had people in there reminiscing at 4:30, 4:45. So that usually happens. But, again, thank you for all that information, Nancy. And, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up last week. It was a pleasure. I'm sorry. And I got to apologize to a lot of my listeners. I'm sorry I didn't spend more time with you. I mean, I'm bouncing around with my cane last week, going from table to table, room to room. So I had a workout last week, but I was trying to see as many people as possible.
Well, you gave it a good effort, and there were a lot of people, and that's the main thing. People came out to support you, so that was wonderful.
It was a great support, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go have some of that good food that we got for lunch at the Heritage Center, and we'll keep on listening.
Oh,
okay?
Great, great. And thank you for the call today, Nancy.
Sure thing. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Oh, you too. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I'm glad Nancy called because I just didn't have enough information. And I always ask people, if you have an event, your nonprofit organization has an event, drop us a line, you know, and tell them in the front office, make sure this gets back in Mark's box. Because I don't see, like, if they're recording public service announcements, I don't see the original copy. So unless something gets in my box, and I know there's like the Orthodox Church in Lansford, the Orthodox Church in Nesquehoning, it gets in my box. So I'm able to promote their events. So if you're with a nonprofit and you want me to talk about it here on a Saturday morning, whether it's the Dutch Trader or Coal Region Connections, drop it in the station, but tell them, put a note on it, put this in Mark's in bin. Because I check out my in bin as soon as I come in here first thing in the morning on a Saturday. So I'll have my information right in front of me. So I always, like I said, I like to help out the nonprofits, you know, whatever it is, schools, churches, Cub Scouts, whatever the case may be, first responders, like to help you out. So there you go, at the Heritage Center, going on till 3, Mason Jar. Some music, and Nancy says food, sounds like some good food there. So there you go, Heritage Center in Summit Hill. Alrighty, I have open phone lines once again, so I'm ready to hear from you. Give me a call, share a thought, share a memory, ask a question, 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Last segment of Coleridge Connections, right after this.
Coleridge Connections continues after this on AM 1410 WLSH. R.A. Honor Furniture, 1231 Mahoning Drive East in Lehighton, is a family-owned and operated business for over 30 years. They have the largest selection of new and used furniture in a three-county area. From name-brand and budget-oriented new furniture to a full selection of like-new used furniture and appliances, Honors has furniture to meet every family's unique style and budget. You can call Honors at 570-634-0476. You can visit Honors online at Honor Furniture. That's AHNERfurniture.com.
Serving Schuylkill County for over 65 years. Heisler's Dairy Bar in the Lewistown Valley. You might remember going there with your grandparents, and now you're the grandparents taking your grandchildren. Still family-owned and operated, Heisler's offers 40-plus flavors of their own country fresh ice cream. Delicious, affordable hot food from the grill. Same great taste, same great location. Open Monday, Thursday, and Friday from 4 until 9. Saturday and Sunday, 10 until 9. Mini golf and driving range will open the weekend of April 19th. For the latest updates, be sure to like Heisler's Dairy Bar on Facebook. Take a Heisler's break.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast. For this afternoon, milder with times of clouds and sun and a bit breezy, high 63. Clear, starry, but cold night tonight. Potential for frost with a low dip into 33. Cooler tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds, high 51. More potential frost tomorrow night. Clear, low 36. Mostly sunny come Monday, warmer with a high 59. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
More memories, more fun, and we've only just begun. Coleridge Connections on WLSH.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
New York City, in the year 2022. Nothing runs anymore. Nothing works, but the people are the same. And the people will do anything to get what they need.
This is the police.
What they need most is Soylent Green.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. Return to your home.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Detective Sergeant Thorne. He has a 2-year backlog of unsolved murders. Now he's on a case that must be solved. Saul Roth, Thorne's private library.
Hey, Saul!
A living book in a world without books.
Have some pencils, courtesy of your next assignment. William R. Simonson.
Simonson. He was the first to learn the secret of Soylent Green.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Saul Roth was the next to know.
How did we come to this?
And he chose to die rather than reveal the secret of Soylent Green.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Why did you set up Simonson?
I didn't.
Cheryl.
I see your hands.
Officially, she's furniture. She comes with the apartment. She belongs to the tenant.
How many times you been in trouble with the police, Cheryl?
Never.
Can't hear you.
Never.
Captain Hatcher. First, he wanted this case solved.
Simonson. What do you say?
It was an assassination.
Now, he just wants it closed.
Who bought you?
High and hot, and they want this case closed permanently. Their way. Now, you sign this.
You sign it!
Thorne refuses to close the Simonson case.
Just do what you have to do. Where did you go with Simonson?
He took me to church.
Church?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 6 months since my last confession.
Charles
Charlton Heston, Edward G. Robinson, Chuck Connors, Lee Taylor Young, Brock Peters, Paula Kelly, and Joseph Cotton fight for survival and try to solve the most bizarre riddle ever to face mankind. The search for the secret of Soylent Green. You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop him!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Please!
1973, Soylent Green. I know we played that a couple of weeks ago, but it kind of ties in with our Earth Day special edition here. Soylent Green. It's amazing. 1973 movie talking about a possible New York in the year 2022. I love their description of New York. It almost sounds like the way New York is today. There you go. I got about 10 minutes to go, and I have open phone lines, so give me a call right now. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. All right, one more trailer. I don't see anybody on the line. Let's take you to 1982, and we're going to talk about a Los Angeles for the year 2019. Harrison Ford. Anybody remember this one? Blade Runner?
I need you, Deck. This is a bad one. Worst yet.
There was an escape from the off-world colonies 2 weeks ago. Six replicants, three male, three female. They slaughtered 20.
A Blade Runner's job is to hunt down replicants, manufactured humans you can't tell from the real thing.
What's this?
Roy Batty, probably the leader.
There was just one outfit making replicants that superhuman, the Terrell Corporation.
Mr. Deckard, Dr. Eldon Terrell.
I don't get it, Tyrell.
Commerce is our goal here at Tyrell. More human than human is our motto.
I was looking for six replicants in a city of 106 million people.
You ever see this girl, huh?
Never seen her. Buzz love.
What I didn't know was they were looking for me.
Questions.
I just do eyes. Just genetic design. Just eyes.
Hello?
I'm in a bar here now, down in the fourth sector. Why don't you come on down here and have a drink?
That's not my kind of place.
Time to die.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love,
excuse me, Miss Salome. Can I talk to you for a minute?
You for real?
You're a damn one-man slaughterhouse.
I'm going home.
Blade Runner, going back to 1982. Hard to believe that was over 40 years ago. Harrison Ford. Boy, what an actor. What a career that guy has had. Gosh, we're in the 21st century, and he's still making movies. Still making movies. Harrison Ford. All righty. Winding down now. I got about 6 minutes to go. I could sneak in one, maybe two more calls. So who wants to sign off the show today? It could be you. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Coal Region Connections, our little Earth Day celebration. And I'll tell you what, you know, I had a lot of good response. When you go back to, we had the St. Paddy's Day show, and then we were so busy with that, we had the St. Paddy's Day hangover show, and then we had the Easter show, and we had the Titanic show, and now we have the Earth Day show, so it seems like we hit on something new here at Cool Region Connections, a little bit of a theme for our weekly shows, not necessarily the whole show, but it is something for the show to revolve around. So if there's ever some kind of a theme, and it may not have to do with anything historical, but if there's something special that you think I should be doing here as far as a special theme weekend, let me know. Let me know. Again, let us know by calling in the show or dropping me a line or an email or whatever the case may be. Don't reach out to me on Facebook, by the way. I'm on there very rarely. I mean, I used to be on there a lot. Not anymore. And I don't do Messenger. So I'm still back in the Stone Ages, but that's the way it is. I'm just not at the Facebook anymore. It's not what it was 10 years ago. I mean, I was on there a lot with my Coal Region Connections page, and I'm just not on Facebook anymore. I mean, some people live and die, and they're on it 3-4 hours a day. So don't try to reach out to me. I still have a Facebook page and my own personal page and the Coal Region Connections page, but don't try to reach out to me on Facebook, especially on Messenger, because I don't do messages. Winding down, hon, you know what I didn't do today? I guess I should do one, because I always like to do a TV show or two. So, you know, we're pretty much in the 70s. So let's stay in the 70s. They got a TV theme. Let's see if you remember this TV show.
Starring Burt Reynolds. Robert Forster as Banyan.
All righty, Dan August and a little clip from Banyan. Burt Reynolds, Dan August, taking you back to the 1970s. And all righty, winding down here on what looks like it's turning out to be a nice Saturday. Great day, 59 degrees and holding. Are we going to hit 60 today? We're at 59.3 here at the radio station. So I think we're going to pop a 60 today. They didn't say we're going to be able to do it, but if the sun stays out, we're going to pop a 60. Not a bad day today. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. And Monday gets even a little better still. So, again, thank you for joining us today. And, again, one final thank you. One final thank you going out to everybody that showed up for the celebration of life for my late wife, Rose. Again, I can't say enough for the support that you've given to me as listeners to help get me through this. And I'm just happy that, you know, it turned out to be a great fundraiser for the Friends of Animals. We don't know how much money we raised yet, but I could tell you it was a couple thousand in 4 short hours. So, again, thank you very much. Thank you very much on behalf of my family, Rose's family, Kimmy's family, everybody that made it possible. Thank you. Until next week when we return. Folks, have yourself a great day, a great weekend, and don't forget, hey, it's still okay to wear that mask.
You've been listening to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH. Coal Region Connections is heard every Saturday at 10 a.m. immediately following the Dutch Trader Show. Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH is brought to you by the Beacon Diner Restaurants, Honor Furniture, First National Pharmacy, Heisler's Dairy Bar in the Lewistown Valley, Home Comfort Solutions, LLC, Cotner Coal and Oil, Cux Appliances, PLS Deli, Schaefer's Pharmacy, and Sidetrack Tap Room. Join us next Saturday at 10 for another edition of Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH.